For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. It is another action-packed show. The shows just keep getting bigger. Joining us in studio is everybody's favorite number man. He just crunches the numbers. It's all numbers game. Please welcome Moneyball Redband, a.k.a. Sportsman, a.k.a. Redband.
Great to be here, guys.
God, people call for you constantly. They're like, we need some numbers crunch.
Yeah, getting excited about baseball, too.
Oh, you? Shit, you are? Because yeah. It's like, what's it? Red, how long till pitchers and catchers, Aaron?
Valentine's Day.
I can't wait.
Okay.
I can tell you bought a $1 book from Boon Shakalaka last night. He walks up to me and he goes, hey, man, I'm ready for tomorrow. And I go, cool, a baseball book.
Yeah.
Super Bowl's in 2 weeks and you want to talk about 9 months from now.
And this isn't even a Boon book. If you could smell it, it's a Brody Stevens book.
Oh, snap.
More Sankui.
All right, guys. Well, hey, dude, I'm Armenian. I'm Zankui.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm super excited. There's a lot of great concerts coming into L.A., and you know what that means? SeatGeek. SeatGeek for all your sporting needs, your concert needs, anything you want. Red Band's doing some tours. Mm-hmm. You can probably get Red Band shows on SeatGeek. Go to your smartphone, download the SeatGeek app, and use Punch Drunk promo code. You get $20 to your first purchase. It's unbelievable, man.
What That's else? A deal.
That is a deal, dude. I'm super stoked.
What about our good friends at BetDSI.com? Go to BetDSI.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK there. That gets you 10 free bucks to gamble with. Three people took my advice on the over of the both NFC games, and I picked all the winners, and three different people thanked me personally for winning money.
Why don't you make bets? You're always winning people money.
When I do, I lose.
Okay.
Every time.
Can you give me some bets then?
I'll
if
do it all
just
the time.
Some weird good luck charm.
I always do. But when I bet, they lose. Okay. Except for when it comes to bag of bets, because Dad is on fire.
Really?
If Ari Shaffir ever shows his ugly face. Now, do you guys notice? Ari loses the Kreischer bet. Mm. Ari loses the Hitler bet, and he just goes off the grid.
He has to do the Hitler mustache too?
Yes, he does, ladies and gentlemen. So go to BetDSI.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, they get you 10 free bucks to gamble with, and 2 weekends in a row, I won people money, so I'll try to do it again this weekend.
I'm super excited. We also have Caveman Coffee, coffees, teas, you name it, they got it. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. And guys, thank you so much for doing a great thing. PunchDrunkSports.com, use the Amazon links. You got Valentine's Day coming up. Buy your lady something.
Boom.
Buy your lady something. If you love her the way we love her, buy your lady something. Go to punchdrunksports.com. And guys, we had a really fun, even though you didn't show up to our special.
Where are you?
Saturday?
Dirty Sports.
Well, you guys
Drunk
never
Sports.
Contacted me again, but I was in the desert at my grandpa's house for the day. I thought I told you I was going to be there.
We put up the special podcast, the Punch Drunk Sports Secret Podcast, on Patreon. So go to patreon.com/donate. And listen, we got 4 or 5 episodes up there. We put a new one every week. So check it out, man. And that's it.
And I have an idea for our next one we should
do. Okay.
Should I say it on air?
Yeah, why not?
Because we can make it happen. I think the next podcast mashup we should do at the lab should be us and Church.
Oh, yeah. Joey Diaz?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, we could do a
Maybe
show.
Maybe a Kill Tony crossover, too.
What do you guys do?
We do a stand-up mashup. So, you and Tony, we do Kill Tony. You, Tony, me, and Sam, and Ari, if he's in town, would all do stand-up in the lab, and then we do a podcast with all of us afterwards.
And we record it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's fun. The kids
love it. Yeah, our first one was a blast.
It was a blast.
I love that improv lab, too.
I crushed so hard.
That improv lab is great.
I crushed so hard.
You crushed. Last time I saw you, I saw probably one of the best Sam Tripoli sets I've ever seen at the Ice House about 2 weeks ago. I came in there, and you were crushing so hard. I don't think I've ever seen you crush that hard before. Are you on, like, a new breath of energy or something recently?
I've been working pretty hard, buddy.
Those Vegas dates or something. Yeah. Right?
Would anybody other than me say no to that question? Hey, man, you seem like you're doing really good on stage lately. Is that true? Nope.
Come on, you gotta be
Everybody
positive.
Would say yeah, though.
HIV positive.
Everybody would say yes to that.
A lot of touring going on. Red Band, where are you going to be, man? Where are you going to be?
We have Sketchfest this weekend, Saturday. We're doing Kill Tony live from San Francisco.
And that's cool.
On some panel for Sona or Audible. I'm doing a panel.
Okay, what are they talking about? Guys who jerk off to Japanese anime porn?
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know. Speaking of the Japanese anime porn, you see my Instagram today? Check it out. It's crazy.
What is that, an app you're using?
Maybe it's my secret. I'm an artist now.
Okay, I respect it.
My secret. I like to turn all my friends into beautiful women. Mind your own business, Sam.
It's so funny because Bert Kreischer, I've been doing these things where it looks like it makes everyone Japanese looking, kind of. You know, like really cheesy looking.
Apparently, cross dressing is Japanese looking.
Yeah. Did you see the Christina Pajinski one?
It looks hot. But Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer were flying back because they went to Joe Rogan sent them to
Ari Shaffir, who is MIA right now, off the grid, shirked on another bet.
I know, I heard.
That's two.
That's like three.
What's the other one?
Snap Pops, he did has it that.
Nah, that's not his fault.
Hitler
is his fault.
Bleaching of the asshole. And the tickets.
I don't think two of those he hasn't welched on. He just hasn't been around to pay him off. But two of them he can pay off right now.
Yeah.
But no one even knows how to get a hold of him. Maybe he's doing it. Maybe he's walking around Asia with a Hitler mustache. We don't know anything.
Yes, you need to have a back door. If you don't do a bet, something happens where you're allowed to take something.
I would love if he did the Hitler mustache while getting his asshole bleached. That would be the greatest bag of bets
if
ever.
If he wants, and you because the bleaching is technically your bet.
Yeah.
Hitler mustache is mine.
Yeah.
If he's willing, I am willing, and if you are willing, I will combine them if he's willing to get a Hitler mustache in his asshole.
Oh, that's a great one, too.
Just like get his taint shaved down to a Hitler mustache.
You think he has that much hair?
Have you not seen his asshole?
I've seen his asshole a lot. I can't get past the, I don't even know to call it. No.
His asshole looks
the mountain to see past the hair.
Yeah, his asshole looks
like the forest from the butthole.
Is there hair?
His asshole looks like it looks like an angry wizard. You know what I mean? Like he just comes out of the woods.
It looks like the pumpkin I brought.
You know
is all I can
really
say.
Really looks like. Have you ever just eaten the top of a Reese's Pieces cup where it's like it's just
it's all rigid?
Yeah, and then the side's just black crust around the side. That's Ari's asshole.
If you threw a beard around it.
Hey,
speaking of bleach, did you guys see the Indiana Fort Wayne game? The bleach boy. That's a new thing that kids are doing nowadays.
What?
They're taking bleach bottles, emptying them out, and putting beer and stuff in it.
Oh!
And so the latest the college game that they had, you know, Indiana versus Fort Wayne, they showed somebody in the audience drinking out of a bleach can, and that's now hit the internet. Everyone's talking about that.
Oh, the kids are just making it happen. Fun.
Is that
fun
true?
Facts, sports fan.
Because here's the thing. Okay, guys, you can't bring any alcohol containers into the stadium.
But
oh, big bottle of
bleach?
You're good. No, come on in. Come on in.
Where are you going to be? Or you want me to go next?
You go first because I got a couple things I want to plug, and then we can start this party off right with sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night I'll be at the Woods at Reds in La Jolla or PB. Tomorrow night I'll be doing that. And then this Friday night we'll be doing Comedy Chaos at the LA Comedy Club. Me, Jason Ellis from The Jason Ellis Show on Faction Serious Radio, and Brett Rossi, the Pet House Pet. Ooh. We will be out there doing stand-up. It's a midnight show, Friday at midnight show.
Stratosphere, right?
Yeah, yep. Stratosphere. We're super stoked. I'm excited about it. A lot of great stuff going on. And then where else am I going to be? I can't remember any of I can't remember the rest of them. So that's it.
I'll tell you about that later. I'll do my guys. I'm going to be in going to entertain the troops in Syria.
Oh, wow.
So I don't speak their language, but I don't see any way this could go wrong. I mean, ISIS people will love my jokes. I'm doing a 20-minute set on Valentine's Day in the Glendale Abortion Clinic. If anybody needs to laugh, it's those
dude,
ladies.
Dude, not cool.
Yep. Then I'll be a couple quick things. I'll be at Fardy's on the 50th.
Fardy's?
Yeah. You should try that room. It sucks, but it's good. I'm also hosting Heckle Night at the Bloody Knuckle Biker Bar and Jail in Port Charles, Texas. And I got a new job, Sam. I'm happy to announce. I will be working at the USC Medical School testing the effectiveness of boner pills. And I asked a guy, and honestly, I was like, hey, man, how many of these pills do I have to take? And he goes, that's not how you're going to be testing them. So I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but it sounds exciting, and I'm happy to have a job. And, of course, always watch my new show, This Is Happening, on YouPorn.
Okay, I forgot. And if you're in Vegas for the AVNs, I'm doing a red carpet. So, come on.
Forgot the biggest thing. Oh, by the way, and I'm also hosting the Academy Awards.
By the way, I've had 2 weeks. This, at the end of that, will be 2 weeks of some of the most fun I've ever had.
Everything you're posting is, like, wild. How is Fat Mike's thing?
Fat Mike's? I'm still buzzing from how much fun Fat Mike's birthday party was. Dude, it was so hilarious. I realized how quickly I was the most vanilla human being. When I started doing jokes, they're like,
boy,
I did a joke where I said I don't pay for porn, and they're like, boo! I'm like, oh, everybody there is a porn star.
That's like know your audience, though. That one's on you.
Yeah, I was freaking out. I'm like, it was so. I got heckled by this guy who looked like a minotaur, and I just started racking him. People were going nuts.
That's like if you were like hosting the Academy Awards, and you're like, by the way, I loved all your movies on my jailbroken Fire Stick.
Yeah.
They're all like, boo!
Who's this guy that came? One of the guys was in the crowd. Let me see if he. Vicky told me. Vicky said it was.
So you did comedy at Fat Mike's.
Fat
birthday party.
Birthday party at a BDSM dungeon by LAX.
Secret location.
And then I made fun of Warren Fitzgerald from the Vandals.
Oh, yeah.
I told him, who invited the paper boy here? Because he's dressed like super bright.
Oh, Jesus.
It was a ton of fun, dude. But I just, dude, every chick was smoking hot, and they were all in the BDSM.
And you are, so it was like a dream job for you.
But BDSM is some real shit, dude. Mm. Like, this girl was, she's in the dom, she's like having a knife to her throat while she fucks. It was awesome. And then I'm going to be in Vegas for the fucking AVN shit.
That's great.
Is that this weekend also?
Yeah.
So you're doing Friday then, and then Saturday is AVNs?
Yeah, and then I just have Saturday night off.
And what are you hosting? Oh, you're doing the red carpet?
I'm just going around with the fleshlight people, having just racking people. Mm. And then I'm doing, they love it when I just interview people coming down the red carpet. You be me, and I'm going to be every porn star who I interview. So interview me on the red carpet. Just make up a name and who I'm with and ask me a question.
Hey, bro. Damn, you got a black ass, bitch.
Ask me a question.
That was just the same type of question. Oh. Damn, don't you have a black ass, bitch?
Ask a question.
Oh, hey, how does it feel to be here on the red carpet, Claire?
I love anal so much. Every answer is how much they love anal. That's all they have.
Right? No matter what the question
is. So what do you think about Trump and all that? All I want to do is get fucked in the ass. That's all I want. That's every question.
They're like, as soon as they see a camera, the light is on a camera, they got to.
And the craziest thing is how many porn stars there are. There are so
what?
Many porn
stars. Really? Like, you mean webcam girls?
Every porn stars, just around the block, there's just girls getting paid to have sex on camera.
Now, I talked to Keeley, right? Keeley saw her at the Naughty Show that we did.
Yes.
And she kind of reiterated to me what she had said to you, which is this bleaching of Ari's asshole thing isn't what you guys think it's going to be. It's not painful whatsoever. It's just, I just put this cream on his ass, and it doesn't do anything, and then he has to get, like, four more treatments over the next, 2 months.
Well,
and I go, how can we hurt him?
No, well, the waxing is
that's
where
what
the
she
hurt
said.
Comes
she
in.
Goes, what you want to do is wax his asshole.
That wasn't part of it, though,
and that's
right?
What I said. He'll never let that fly in a million years.
It is part of it. We've already discussed it.
That's what I mean. He'll say that wasn't in
the... He already has said that, because I tried to sneak it into him before he went fucking...
You guys really just don't know how to do this.
I think that would rip his hemorrhoids.
You don't ask for permission. You just do it like it's part of how it's going.
Oh,
that's
like
what I said to him.
While he's face down, we just rip his hemorrhoids off and send him to the ER.
Yes.
I go, hey, man.
It's going to be really
I go, just
bloody.
So you know.
Who are you? Who is this moral authority over here?
I don't have moral authority. I just knew he would not allow that, but I like that you're tricking him.
Well, I tried to start off the tricking with him. I go, hey, man, we talked, Sam and I talked to, you know, a wax or asshole bleacher, and they said it's standard. Like, they can't just bleach your asshole with hair. They got to, like, wax your asshole first, then they bleach it. That's the only way it gets done.
It's so
That's
dumb.
Not part of the bet. Oh, I never agreed to that. We're not. That's absolutely not happening. I go, dude, it has to. That's the only way. Is that gonna,
we
it
have
can
to
happen.
Make somebody Jesus. the bag of bets lawyer that just does all the legalese for the show.
I guess that should be you.
So
you're the only trustworthy one.
Well, I just
out of the
said we
us.
Probably shouldn't wax it, and he screamed at me.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, that's
what he does to lawyers. Maybe you don't know Sam.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but I'm like 15-2 in
ticket
in traffic
court. Yeah.
I did know.
That's so funny.
I know. And
both cases I cross-examined the cop, I won.
Who's hosting? Who's the comedian this year for AVNs?
I don't think they have one.
Yeah,
dude.
I haven't heard
that's
anything about
it. That's the first time
it.
In a long time they
that's
haven't
the first
one,
time
huh?
ever because what the guy who used to run it did, he would just go to open mics and start getting open mic chicks.
Well, Kate Quigley did such a good job last year. Like, she really...
No, it wasn't her. She was the year before that.
It's always girls,
no.
huh?
I thought it was
Rebecca... What's
no.
her face?
No, I was in the opening doing a stupid skit last year with
Kate.
Oh! This year they have Riley Reid and Aspen Ray. I know Aspen. She's a webcam girl. And Riley Reid, of course. But it's weird. Like, I was at the X-Biz party last week after the Naughty Show. And I was
How packed was that?
It was packed. And the only porn star that I recognized was Ron Jeremy, and that's about it. I was
okay,
looking.
When anybody goes, hey, man.
Hotel next door?
Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to go to a porn party? When I hear porn party, I think, hey, dude, three chicks you never heard of, mm-hmm. and a fucking 1,000 disgusting dudes.
With cameras around their neck, like
yeah.
a bunch of Asians
and,
at fucking
and
Disneyland.
And 12 guys in wheelchairs. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's always like that. I mean, AVN is like that. Vegas is like that. You
well,
go to Vegas, you're like, who are all these fucking people here?
The problem is that XBiz and the AVNs, XBiz is fucking the AVNs because the AVNs have always done this date. And XBiz, because they want to like be AVN, has decided to do the week before, which ultimately shoots them in the foot because now you're splitting the audience. Like, mm-hmm. not everybody lives in L.A. More people now live in Vegas. So now it's like they're... You're doing it too close to each other. Why would they come back? You know, it's just like...
You're saying,
you
why would they go to
the
both?
Other.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to pick one or the other.
Yeah, but don't a lot of them go to both?
No.
Oh, yeah?
Well, they probably used to, but they're so close to each other.
They used to always kind of be close to each other, haven't they? Or at
no,
least the
I
last
think,
couple, 4 years or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's my whole
right.
thing.
Yeah.
They're so competitive. That's just porn in general.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it was a fun fucking show. How big is Tiffany Haddish going to be?
She's already gotten huge.
I mean,
she could lose weight, though, guys.
Oh my God.
She's so fucking rude. Just so fun.
What were we saying there?
So ridiculous. So,
that show was so fun.
Guys, it was fun.
That was
right?
fun.
You
that
did
was
a great
fun.
Job. Thank you.
Can
you
I always
job.
Help?
Thank
I
it
have
was a blast.
So much fun. I didn't know
I'm going to start doing
me.
More of those.
That was one of those classic moments where it's like, you know, Sam sells out the fucking main room. Great job on all of that, by the way.
I had to turn people away.
Sam sells out the main room. The lineup's great. Everybody's ready to go. Right before the show starts, who comes strolling in but Polly? Dude, it's what? It's my target audience, bro.
He crushed.
He sure did.
Dude.
I mean,
he crushed.
New
dude.
Stuff or something?
He
really?
Did stuff about interracial porn, and it was just like, boom, boom,
nice.
Boom,
wow.
boom.
Great.
It's dude. So interesting. As I was introducing him, they were kind of just plucked.
Right.
And then he walked out, and they just go, oh, my God, it's him. Like, yeah. like welcome, Jesus Christ. And they just went fucking nuts.
Dude, I haven't seen all of you since I had that party, like, what, 2 weeks ago, bro? That's what he said to your audience.
Like, yeah,
everybody there pretty much knew him first name. And, you know, in his heyday, he was always in that scene.
He's the first comedian I ever met.
Dude, he really? Brought a porn star to a Disney premiere. That's what really got him in trouble. That's where he kind of got in big trouble, is he brought that chick who blew her brains out. He brought her to a Disney premiere, and they flipped the fuck out.
Dude, I thought Pinocchio was X-rated, bro.
It's crazy, dude. Red Band, Tell us about your jersey you got on.
Oh, this is from Toronto. There's guys in Toronto that always hook us up. Anytime
without looking at it, without looking at the front of it, what's the name of their mascot?
The Toronto can't buy alcohol after 8. I don't know.
Yeah. It says
Blue Jay.
Yeah, right on the front. Right on the front. Without looking at it, name the mascot of the jersey you're wearing. It's the fucking
this is
Toronto.
Is that the mascot or the team?
This is not my team. So, you know, I'm a Blue Jackets fan. And for this year, Blue Jackets, it's my hometown. Probably the only year in hockey history.
Your favorite baseball team is the Blue Jackets.
Is that a team?
Oh, my God. I was thinking this was a hockey team for real.
You thought that was a hockey team?
It's not a baseball jersey.
It's 100% a baseball jersey.
This is a baseball jersey?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You thought that was a hockey jersey?
That is so great, sports fan.
You brought a book. You're wearing a baseball hat.
Look how small the pictures of the baseball guys are. I thought this was a hockey jersey this whole time.
I thought they wear button-up hockey jerseys over their pads.
I don't know. Whatever.
Him and Luis Gomez are my favorite because they make me feel like I know sports.
You know more than both of them combined. Actually, next time Luis J. Gomez is in town, we should have you, him, and you, and we should do a sports trivia Jeopardy.
Oh, my God, that would be so fun.
Like, Sam and I will come up with the questions, just let the three of you bomb and humiliate yourself. My money would be on you.
It took him 45 minutes to name 10 sports teams.
Oh my gosh.
Like, on the podcast.
And one of his guesses was the Boston Brontosauruses. Is that a thing, he then says.
Do you think Red Band can name 10 teams without looking it up right now?
Yeah, band can do it.
I
think so.
I can totally do that.
10 in one sport?
All his studying he's done on the show.
You got rid of that computer.
No, but...
If you got rid of that computer, do you think... Sports fan.
My ringtone.
Sports fan could do. Hold on, we can hook that up if you want to hook that up.
No, it's all right.
You think.
I do.
Are we going to pick one sport?
Okay.
One sport?
Let's let him pick
the
sport.
Pick one sport.
Let's let him even pick the sport.
I don't think he can do it
if he picks the sport.
I'll let you pick the sport.
You pick. Right.
You can name 10 teams. We will bag of bets this? Has the nanny ever done a bag of bets?
Why are we... who said that? They're always bullying us.
I just said that.
What?
We got to make sure you can't look at that. Name 10... Do you want to do this?
It's all like boy stuff. I'm not bleaching my asshole.
Why?
Again.
That's not a boy thing.
Your boyfriend would love it.
It's all boy stuff. Shave your pussy, bleach your ass. It's all horrible gay stuff.
It is all gay stuff.
It'd all be
stuff.
Easy
I don't know,
stuff
that's
for you.
So scary.
Dress like a tranny and walk around town. It's all easy stuff that you could do.
Hey, you don't want a bag of bets it?
No, that's scary.
Aaron, do you think you could do it?
Red Band could do it?
Yeah.
Do you want a bag of bets it?
Is there a difference between Red Band and
Sportsman? Or does Red Band want a bag of bets?
It's
got to
be cities and teams.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, city and teams.
Wow.
Red Band, do you think you do it?
Maybe. Maybe.
Do you want a bag of bets?
No,
it?
I don't want anything
Come
to do
on,
with it.
Come on, Red Band.
Early,
it's
don't fun. Don't.
I'm a grown adult, guys.
Yeah. He said to everybody on the show older than him. Now, what sport would you pick?
Are you guys older than me?
I'm older than you.
I'm about your
and
age.
And he's older than you.
Right. So, I'll do football.
Okay, football. But you don't want a bag of bets.
No, I'm not. I'm
Here we go. Ten teams, city and mascot.
You should bag of bets it.
Now, do I do college and pro?
Nope.
But
we'll see how deep you get into...
But I'm willing to at some point.
Yeah, if he gets 3 NFL teams in about 40 minutes, I might open up the college door for
this
you.
This is easy.
Okay, there we go.
This is easy.
Okay, so professional teams.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll start off with my second favorite team in the whole entire world.
Wow.
The New York Jets.
Yes, bam.
And my first favorite, Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
Then we could go with Miami Dolphins.
Bam.
Cleveland Browns.
Whoa.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Whoa.
Oakland Raiders.
Whoa.
San Francisco 49ers.
This is beautiful.
The Los Angeles. oh my God, there's a dog here.
I didn't know his dog was here either.
Cindy's the dog not here. Every episode you guys have been on, the dog has been here, and this is now shocking you guys.
Well, she's just so good.
No, one, I'm not. Three, I don't even remember what that new six. LA one's called. Chargers. LA Chargers.
Ooh, and he goes Chargers.
Okay. We also have the, I don't know what the other one was.
That was so impressive how quickly you pulled
you
this out.
You got three more to go.
Chicago Bears. Let's go with the Indianapolis Oilers.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
Wait, I don't even know if that's a real thing.
I forgot that you had your home state, both teams.
Yeah.
You have one.
No, he went with Indianapolis Oilers. Let that go.
Yeah, are you listening?
He got it. Before he said Oilers, that he said
did he
Cleveland.
Say Bears twice?
Nope. One, two, three, four.
Pittsburgh five, Steelers. Seven.
He's got 10. That's 11.
You busted out six, like, no problem. Like, I couldn't even keep up. I was so impressed.
Wow, that's 10. I'm impressed.
He actually got 11.
You could have won that. I could have been bleaching my asshole right now.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know.
It ooh. Took Lewis.
Oh, I didn't know if I won, you
episode.
Had to do something. Oh, shit.
You want to go again? We'll go basketball?
Fuck no. I can never do basketball. I don't know one
do you like
basketball
football?
Team.
Yes, you do.
L.A. Lakers.
Do you like
what
football?
What about your city? Or what about your hometown? The state?
Cleveland. Shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
They won the NBA final.
I know. I have no idea.
That's amazing. Yeah. Cleveland, I wish we would have said basketball.
Yeah.
Do you watch
Cincinnati
football?
Have a
I'm so
professional
confused.
Team?
They do not.
They do not. They have a baseball and football team.
Yeah. Cincinnati Reds and the Cleveland Indians.
No, guys, it's Sportsman. He clearly knows his stuff.
Sportsman knows way
impressive.
More than I thought.
Oh, come on.
Dude, we need that.
Yeah, what are you on?
It's my Kill Tony soundboard.
By the way, you're the only one with a fucking HDTV iPad still.
Oh, iPad Pro.
Is it new?
Yeah, it's like a year old.
Is iPad still big?
This one's cool because this is the big,
big
one where you
yeah,
draw. I can
really
draw
big.
On. This is where I draw like my Death Squad shit on. And, you know,
how many shows on Death Squad now?
Not many. I've really cut down.
What are you doing?
I got the Ice House Chronicles. I have Kill Tony, and pretty much Wet Brown Red Band, dude, Dysentery. But the last five episodes of that I've recorded of my podcast, I've just not like we've been too wasted. Like we've been like me and George Perez, 4 a.m. outside smoking weed and getting wasted, and it's just. It might be cool, but listening to it the next day, it's hard to listen to yourself drunk, you know?
Yeah.
And I just hate that shit. So, you know, I'll wait till one of those five people die, and then I'll release it, you know, like this.
Oh,
is
I
a,
like that.
You know.
Now, is the Roast Battle still doing one?
Roast Battle, they've always kind of done it on their own. And the problem with them is that they will just give me like five of them. Like, all right, here's five. And so I would like try to put them up all the time. But, you know, it's not really a Death Squad podcast. We were just kind of rebroadcasting it for them.
Yeah.
So they took off. They're on their own, you know. So it's
so they're still putting it out?
Yeah, yeah. You can still get it.
So you were kind of doing it before they had the studio.
I just was helping them get their feet on the ground with the podcast.
Oh, look
thing.
At you.
What I've always done. So.
Yeah. So let me ask you, are you excited about the roast battles coming up this weekend? I find it so interesting who they're using. I'm going to tell you something about Jeffrey Ross. I think he's been really cool. He took care of a lot of people who did the roast battle for a long time. Mm-hmm. And, like, he's put them all on TV.
I think there's a back element of that as well, which is anybody that was big kind of got into deep shit on that last one. You saw what happened to Ralphie May. We saw what happened to Ren Azizi. And I think a lot of bigger comics were kind of like, I got nothing to win out of doing that.
Oh, that's
I got nothing to win.
That.
And any of these young guys that are good writers and good comics, they got everything to win by doing it.
Who do you think's going to win?
All these bigger, I don't know even who's all in it, but all these, anybody can win it. Everybody that's in it's pretty good that I know that I've seen that's in it. But anybody like that is like, you know, you watch Ren Azizi, you saw Ralphie May have a meltdown where you're like, all the Aziz Ansaris and anybody else that Comedy Central would come a calling for, they're like,
Kurt Metzger is the biggest one on this one.
I'm going to do that for $500 or whatever you want, you know, $1,000 to get my fucking dirty laundry spread all over everything and hurt my career maybe. Nah, I'm out.
Yeah.
I think.
I love Ren Azizi. I don't know why he did that. I was like, what are you doing?
Well, it's a ballsy thing to do. I'm glad that he did it. You know, it shows a lot of, but for him, it's like, you know, either you win the whole thing if you're a bigger comic or you get beat by somebody you never heard of.
I mean, it changed Sarah Tiana's career.
He just did the goddamn comedy jam, which is great. Have you guys been to that show?
You mean the comedy jam?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to call it the goddamn.
Is that crazy?
Why?
I don't understand why they did it, because that's the name was so
cool.
The show, the cool show. So even if they had to censor it because they got, I guess, some religious people getting mad at the goddamn thing, which is crazy. But they should have still done like the old, like, you know, censored, like the got beep beep comedy jam.
Yeah.
I think even that, you know. Would
yeah.
Speaking of this, Jay Light, I don't know if you saw Jay Light's battle.
Yes.
And the guy that he fought had a meltdown.
Yeah.
He buried himself. What's the guy's name? I can't even remember. He
I don't
opens
know,
up.
But that was a fucking snuff film. The guy wrote it was a suicide note.
Yeah. And he pretty much didn't plan. You could tell he didn't.
By the way, that's every black guy at a Your Mama's competition. Never works on it. They're like, oh, I'm going up against white guys. And white guys are just sitting at home and boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. What happened? I mean,
well, so what happened is Jay Light,
it was great,
fucking destroyed him, and the other guy came there doing like the Yo Mama thing, like I'm just going to do some Yo Mama jokes, you know, this is going to be easy
on television,
on TV,
and then was shitting all over Jamar Neighbors, and I was like, I can't believe Jamar Neighbors isn't trying to kill this guy.
Carlos Miller is his name, and he opens up for some big comic, I can't remember who, but he pretty much after like one or two jokes. He turned. He turned on Jeff. He turned on the judges. He's called Moshe Kasher a lesbian.
Yeah.
Like he then just started melting down and self-sabotaging himself. He looked so bad that I had to immediately like go on Twitter and just read what people were saying. And it was bad because he did not look good. And he turned on everybody. Yeah, it was very uncomfortable.
He got his ass handed to him. He goes to Jay Light, your shoes look like sweet potatoes. And Jay Light's like, if anyone knows about sweet potatoes, it's you. Boom! That's all you need to do is hit back. That's the only reason I'm so happy the Wave's on there, because I love all the guys on the Wave. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you want to hit right back, and they come up and they do their dance, and it's like, the timing's off.
The worst is now that it's a much, many more just, you know, everything's like a one-round situation. But when it was three rounds, and in like the bigger ones, and in the middle, you go for 2 minutes, and then I go for 2 minutes. And if you've written your jokes out where it's like, boom, and then I'm going to tag it with this, then I'm going to tag it with this, and you do the first one, and they come out and dance for 75 seconds.
Yeah.
It kills your momentum.
Right.
Because now your callback, they don't remember because they just watched somebody give birth on stage.
Right.
And I'm like, God damn, save it for when it's back and forth when they come out.
Right.
Because it'll kill your momentum.
Yeah, it's pretty. I highly recommend watching it. You can watch it on Comedy Central's website, but it's sad to watch. And Jay Light, fucking great.
I love Jay Light.
He killed it.
When somebody bombs like that at a roast, it's uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable to watch. You feel like, man.
Well, the notion that you would be doing television and not working on it is embarrassing. Like, his whole thing's like, hey, man, you know more about him than I do. Like, he was going to be like, I'm so good. I'm just going to come up and light this dude up without even trying. And he got lit up.
Yeah.
I mean,
Moshe said it best. Hey, if you're going to be on TV, everyone at least Google the show.
Yeah.
Because you know? Carlos acted like, oh, what are you doing to me? You sabotaged me. You're like, oh, you owe me, Jeff. That check better be big. You know, like come on, dude. You have no idea what's going on. You haven't watched one clip of this show. He started going off on the Wave, like you know, you're like Jamar and stuff like that.
Oh, call him a fucking Uncle Tom?
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
It was a sight. Check it out.
Yeah. Now, they announced, though, the guys who are going on. Did Connor McSpadden make the final one?
I don't know. When did they announce that?
I know Jay Light's in. Former Punch Drunk Mexican's on it.
So is...
Frank killed it last episode, this week. Frank had probably one of the best sets, roast battle sets I've seen in a long time. Just perfect writing.
I think Joe Dosh is on.
Joe Dosh is on. Keith Carey's on. Keith did the fucking...
I think
Big Mike party.
The what's his name? Hooper. What's that guy? Alex Hooper.
I think Alex he's Hooper. He's my underdog. He is my underdog to win it.
I think Metzger's got a pretty good chance of winning it because that's right in his wheelhouse.
Hooper is a murderer.
All those guys that are like 39-7. You know what I mean, in roast battles, because that's all they do. Like there's. There's people that have been doing comedy 5 or 6 years. Three of it has just been doing roast battles, and that's all these kids care about. Those guys do not sleep on them. Because those guys can beat some of these guys.
Hooper is like Hooper is my dark horse to win the whole thing. I've seen him just annihilate people.
I would bet money. I'd almost bet money on that he would win.
Josh is pretty good too.
Yeah, he just got lost against him though. The last episode.
That's who.
But
he's
I've
up
watched
against,
every yeah. time I see Hooper. It's not even. It's like destruction.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see Hooper versus Mike Lawrence.
I'd like to see Hooper versus Hinchcliffe. Like I talked to Tony once, and Tony's like, that's one of the guys that he's most scared of is Hooper.
I think Hooper would destroy.
Now, when are you doing it?
I don't know. I'm thinking about doing it. You want to do it? Me, you?
No. It's not my shit.
Why?
You know, I did it a few times. I did the roast of, you know,
yeah, but you go
Santa
up
Claus.
Against your friends.
Yeah,
that's
but
what it is.
I did the Ron Jeremy one, and it's just I don't like the energy around it. I also don't like spending so much time in writing something that I'm only going to use once. You know, it's like, why wouldn't I just spend the time and energy on writing jokes for my own set?
Those three rounders are a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, you pretty much have to write.
I need to get revenge on Hinchcliffe, too, though.
I would love to see you in Hinchcliffe.
I have to do it again. I would like to do it not in a fucking hipster fucking festival. I made a mistake. I didn't think. I mean, Hinchcliffe thinks I'm full of shit. I will be honest with you. I'll tell you when I have a bad set. I'm the first guy to go, that wasn't a good set. Like, Fat Mike's. I didn't have a great one. It was fun. But I was like, it wasn't my. I had a good set, but not a great set, because everybody came up and told me I had a good set. When I destroy a room, nobody wants to talk to me after the show. They just fucking run away. But it's like after that show, there was a line around the block telling me how good I did. I'm like, okay, so I did all right. But Hinchcliffe, I rolled out of bed. I was sick for 2 weeks. I rolled out of bed because I didn't want to fuck over Ross. And I didn't want to fuck over Hinchcliffe. So I went up there, and then I came up in a black leather jacket. I'm like, I look like every guy who beat the fuck out of this crowd in high school. I get that a lot when I do some weird rooms. Like, I just did a gay bar recently. I walked out, I could just feel the ice in the room. They're like, this is the guy who called us faggot.
What'd you do at the... Oh, you mean you
so
did
So I sucked
stand
all
up.
Their dicks, and they were like, great set.
You did stand-up at a gay... Yeah. I thought you were just at
yeah,
a gay
bar. Yeah, there's a downtown one, which is so interesting.
Downtown gay bar?
Yeah, it's like, this looks like a gay bar in The Walking Dead. Like, outside, just nothing but zombies.
Who's a person that is downtown hanging out, sees this weird gay bar, and then is like, I know, perfect place for a stand-up show right here.
It's got a nice stage, dude. Yeah. It's like this fucking BDSM room I just did.
Here we go again.
Nice fucking stage.
I know.
Diaper Tripoli.
I know.
Actually, I must see if they'll let me do stand-up there every once in a while.
Oh, no. No one wants to go downtown, man.
No, this one's by LAX.
That's even worse. You upgraded it.
That's even worse. Actually, that'd be a funny place to shoot an hour special.
Oh, Jesus.
At LAX?
No, at this dungeon bar.
Yeah. You're just trying to get us to go get in your world. I know it. Like,
we get there. He's like, hey, man, I want you each to do 20 minutes at this thing. We get there. There's no show. There's no set. It's just Sam with a lollipop up his ass while some chick's punching him in the face. Isn't this great, guys?
Lollipop up my ass.
A lot of girls in boxing gloves are just fucking beating you in the face. By the way, did you watch the BJ Penn fight?
I haven't watched it yet, but I've read all about it.
So sad.
Dude, the ground and pound of this thing is the funniest, because remember like Scuba Steve, like that little toy you would have like in the pool or bathtub, and you'd wind it up, and his arms just go like this?
Yeah.
That's how he was getting grounded. I've never seen so many hammer fists.
Why do you think that's funny?
It was just bam, 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 bam. I was just like, oh my God.
Do you think Penn now should retire after this?
100%.
I thought he should have 2 years ago.
Didn't he retire, though, and come back?
Yeah. The problem is they can't. Like, he's interesting because he's actually from a very rich family. Like, he's not poor. Like, some of these guys, their careers go to an end, and it's like, how are they going to pay their bills?
Right.
He's from a rich family, dude. But they just, like, they say pro athlete has two deaths in his life. When his career's done, and then when he really dies. And it's got to be hard.
It's got to be hard. You spend your whole life playing football, playing baseball, you know, MMA, whatever. And from the time you're 5 to the time you're 38, 39-ish.
Man, what's Penn's last win? Like 6 years ago? I mean, he's like 1-6-1. I mean, those numbers are not looking good.
I thought sports fan would know who his last win was, maybe.
He's got his Wikipedia up right now.
No, I mean.
It has been a while since he won.
I was talking to somebody about playing in, Ryan Dalton, who's a very funny comic. We were talking about that we don't play in the comics basketball league anymore because we're just not fast enough. Like, your mind is good enough, you're like, go! And your body's like, what? Like, you don't move fast enough. Now, just imagine now you're fighting somebody, and you're like, hey, he's going to punch me. Your body's like, what? Boom. You just get hit. You don't have the reaction skills anymore.
Wouldn't it make a difference if they didn't match him up with somebody that's 24, though?
But I'm going to tell you, that's one thing that Bellator does way better than UFC. It's like they realize when they have a fucking trick pony fight,
They'll
give them
You know, we were talking last night. You know who that should have been?
Who?
You know it should have been?
CM Punk.
Yep. Should have been CM Punk. CM Punk versus BJ Penn. Now you're kind of emotionally invested. And it should have been a retirement fight. Loser can no longer fight in the UFC.
Yeah.
If you get beat by an old BJ Penn, you don't belong here. And BJ, if you get beat by CM Punk, hang up the gloves.
Yeah. It was really sad. And they fed him like some up-and-coming superstar.
The guy is great.
Yeah. Well,
this guy had so many kicks. I've never seen somebody kick like this guy.
This new UFC ownership, they have no emotional investment in BJ Penn.
They don't have any emotions at all, I don't think.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, we lost Goldberg.
Goldberg supposedly was at the fight, too.
Say what you want about Goldberg. You know, some people like him, some people, you know.
We love
him. That's still the feel of the UFC.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's the voice, one of the voices of the Octagon.
It's all over.
Yes, sir.
You know, so when you take that away, you're pretty much shooting yourself in the foot. Why? I mean, there was nothing wrong with him.
Like, I'll tell you something.
There might have been some behind the scenes stuff.
There's weird critiques of Rogan. Like, they think Rogan is too loud.
Anybody.
So they call him a hype man. They hype, and it's like, what they really want is what you see with NFL football and baseball. Just like, no excitement. Just like, okay, blah, blah, blah. Just simple talk.
Well, here's a tip. If you're watching the UFC, you can change the audio to, I forget what it was last time I checked, but there was like three different audios. You have Spanish, so you can switch it to like Spanish speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one that's just quiet. You could just hear the fight. Like, it's just no commentating. And
the reason I like to watch on TV more than go to the fights is I love listening to Rogan.
Yeah, I personally think without Rogan, it's crazy. Like, when you're seeing the UFC and you don't hear Rogan's voice, it's not the UFC. And that's why, you know, these new guys that came in and that bought the UFC, it seems like they're really, like, stirring it up. And, you know, I heard there's a lot of layoffs. I heard, you know, Goldberg's gone.
They're going to
ruin it, you know, if they don't watch out.
The problem with them is that they want to make it like every other sport, but they don't realize, maybe they do, maybe they don't, is how lucky they are that it's still seen as an outlaw sport in which you could talk shit. You know, it's like, you can't get mad at these guys when they talk mad shit on Twitter. Like, you're the only sport that allows that. You know, it's like, if they go on there and they call out a porn star, hey, come to my fights, you shouldn't get mad at that because you're the only sport that can do that. No other sport can do that. The UFC is very unique compared to how they allow their athletes to act. I think it's like, and if they take away that outlaw part,
mm-hmm.
they're going to lose a big part of the excitement of the fight. But as we've seen with every other form of entertainment, when money comes in, what happens? Suits come in, what happens? The danger and the outlaw part of it is gone. Look at stand-up. Who's the crazy stand-up now?
I mean, define crazy.
I mean, the party crazy off the, you know, like fucking Sam Kennison, Richard Pryor. What?
Stanhope.
Yeah, but he's been around forever. Who else? Like, there's no guy. It's all corporate now. It's very corporate.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens, man. When money starts pouring in, the suits come in and they get rid of the wild cards. Everything's about basically the industry, and I have no problems with them, but the industry is like gamblers and they just want to bet on horses they think are going to win.
Yeah, and I also think that like that whole 80s era of all of that, everybody was on coke. The people, television executives, ad executives, everybody in 1986 was on coke. So they're like, let's put this crazy guy on television.
Yeah.
You know, look at all of the movies from the 80s.
Who's the guy from Sanford and Son?
Who?
Who's the guy from Sanford and Son?
Grady?
No, who the actual comic?
Red Fox.
Red Fox. Did you ever hear the Artie Lang story that he tells about Red Fox?
Yeah, where he came out in a robe and then he just bounces. He used to do that all the time.
Like they couldn't find him for his show. He had a variety show. And they couldn't find him, and they went back to the dressing room. He's doing coke and eating a hooker's ass.
Yeah. There was one time I thought you were going to tell this other story about him, which I think I heard from the same person, but he is doing this Vegas act, and he's got, like, a residency.
Yeah.
But he had to do, like, maybe, what, 2 shows a night, 3 shows a night?
Right.
I don't know. But he comes out for, like, either the second or third show in a robe.
Yeah.
Like the hotel robe.
Yes.
Comes out. Sees there's like, I don't know, 13 people in the audience, and he's like, fuck this, and then he just leaves. Doesn't even say one word.
Hold on, I'm trying to find what else we want to talk about today.
How about we could just talk about anything? There's 900 things we could talk about.
I'm just looking at the stuff he said.
Like the Boston Red Sox. Speaking of Red Sox.
No,
Red Sox would be good. How about the Falcons going to the Super Bowl? How about how great these NFC and AFC games were this weekend?
How about Dana White and the $25 million offer?
What about that?
Oh, you want to get into that since we're UFC?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great offer when you know he won't take it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, right here, I'm offering right now Floyd Mayweather $30 million to take this fight. I'm offering you it. $30 million, Floyd Mayweather, to fight Conor McGregor. Take it or leave it. And you know what I know he's going to do? Leave it.
Yeah,
because he's
going to
make $100 million.
Well, dude, the funny thing is everybody's like, dude, this fight's never going to happen. They turned that down. That's a big. I go, oh, are you telling me that you think the UFC's first offer is a highball offer? What business comes in like, sit down because I'm going to offer you way more money than we ever thought we were going to? That is such a low ball, 25 million. That's a lot of money for the UFC, 25 million each. Floyd Mayweather wipes his ass with $25 million.
I think this fight would be bigger than Mayweather Pacquiao.
What does he normally make for boxing?
Well, his guaranteed lowest recent in the last couple of years has been $32 million.
What's that?
His guaranteed minimum.
And that doesn't
in the last
include
few years
pay-per-view.
Is 32.
But like that's what he gets paid is 32. So that's not
Hey,
that
I rescind that offer.
But
I rescind that offer.
I mean before
that's
pay-per-view.
That's his guarantee.
Yeah, before
and then,
pay-per-view.
When he fought Pacquiao, I believe he made $120 million.
Oh, yeah, he made a lot of money because just in sponsorships alone, he made $25 to $30 million. He said he made over $100 million in
I bet you the fight. UFC could get done for $50 to $70 million. I bet you'd take it. Plus points at the pay-per-view. I mean, because everybody's saying, I was talking to our good friend Daryl, and Daryl was talking about how Daryl LaMontre was talking about how this would be the easiest fight ever for him. I'm like, okay, if it's so easy, offer him 50 mil. Offer him 50 mil points of the pay-per-view. If it's the easiest fight he's going to have, offer it.
They have to pay Conor that much, too?
Yeah, they're going to have to pay him that much. But that's, dude, they're going to make that tenfold.
That sucks so bad for everyone else in the UFC, though, because they're never going to make anywhere near that.
Well, that's life.
Yep.
Joe Rogan's making $1 billion. Like,
look at the Ronda Rousey fight. How much does she make compared to the other chick?
That makes me sad.
Bill Burr is making a minimum six-figure on every gig he does. Every gig he does. You feel bad for me?
Yes.
I'm about to do a $300 gig tomorrow night, fucking San Diego.
$300?
Yeah.
Oh, lucky.
Do you know the booker?
San Diego?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was a joke. But my point is, I don't feel bad for him. And, dude, Conor McGregor's right, man. Why should the UFC make all the money? This is just easy cash for them. This is easy cash for them. Put together, my whole theory is, I would say McGregor will last longer in a boxing match against Floyd than Floyd would last in an MMA match against McGregor.
Oh, yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I'm trying.
Jesus Christ.
Well, what would it be? Or do they have to negotiate?
No, it'll box.
No, it's going to be a box.
It's only going to be a box.
Mayweather would never do it, dude.
And never in a million years. He's never rolled or kicked
anything. $200 million to do an MMA match. He wouldn't do it.
There's only two things fucking Floyd Mayweather's ever kicked. A fucking DeLorean that probably wouldn't start or something, and a fucking bitch that was talking out of turn. Those are the only two things. He's never even kicked a fucking heavy bag or anything.
I think, I think it's going to happen.
I think it could easily happen without. Here's the thing. This fight could happen in so many different ways. And what Dana White is doing is going, hey, are you leaving?
No. He's got a meeting.
Oh, quick phone. I got to take a quick phoner. What Dana White is doing is going, hey, man, I want to get in on this. Like, you guys have this going on. I'll promote it. And Floyd Mayweather was like, I don't need you. I've promoted all these fights and made hundreds of millions of dollars, and you want to offer me 25 to promote the fight that I know I can make $200 million on this fight without you, and he and I can split this? Why in the fuck would I want you to promote this? I don't need you, Dana White. And he's going to be like, well, you got to fucking, if you want my fighter, you need me. And if I'm Connor, I just go, let me see here. I can make $40 million over the next 4 years in the UFC, or I can retire from your organization right now, fight once, and make $100 million.
You think he would retire after?
For $100 million?
He could retire, come back.
I don't think he needs money, but you just don't think he would ever do a UFC ever again?
If it came down to that.
I think you'd have to retire from MMA to box this guy.
And then you know what? I'll go to Bellator, you dirty bags. I'll go to fucking Bellator.
Why
wouldn't he?
Why are you yelling at him? UFC's not going to let him out of his contract, though.
What?
What's that?
UFC won't let him out of his contract.
If he retires, what can they do? If he retires, what are they going to do if he retires?
Well, like, Brendan Schaub, my dear friend, is retired, but he's still under contract with the UFC.
Well, let me tell you something. If he retired and went and fought in fucking Russia, there's nothing the UFC could do about it. What is he going to do? Try to fucking go to Russian court?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to leave the country.
Well, it's just like he fights all over the place.
I'm just saying, if Dana White wants that fight, he's going to have to triple what he just offered them. And, you know, it's all just
such
PR.
A circus.
It's all PR and press.
Yeah, there's boxing talk is always bullshit anyways.
Okay.
You know, this is just getting you excited for the thing. You know, like, they already have the numbers. They probably are just doing this for publicity.
Yeah.
I mean, Don King is the king of this. And if you look back at any of this boxing bullshit, it's all bullshit. All this is bullshit.
You know, things are totally changed at the UFC if they get rid of Ariane. Ariane is the one.
Is she still there?
Yeah.
I haven't seen her lately.
She is still there.
Are they getting rid of her?
No, I'm saying, like, if you know they mean business if they get rid of her.
I mean, they got rid of Goldberg. I think that would, you know.
He showed up at the last fight. He was hanging out in the crowd.
I didn't know.
The weird thing is just that they didn't even acknowledge it. You know, I watched Fight Night on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I won't say anything crazy about this, but this guy passes away. Did you see that? Some guy passed away, younger guy, probably our age, and all he does is, like, he's the guy that, like, during the weigh-ins and all that, gives everybody water, and apparently he wears goofy hats, and he's a real fun, jovial guy. And
I heard that in the MMA hour they were talking about.
5-minute montage video about this guy.
Really?
They don't say jack shit about Goldberg.
I agree with that. I agree.
Now, sorry that this guy died, but as a fan, I've never heard of this guy before in my life. He's never getting camera time, and I have no relationship with him. With Goldberg as a fan, it's like if Howard Stern, Robin got fired and just went on the next day and never acknowledged it.
Yeah,
I agree. I'm like, I've been listening to this show forever. You got rid of somebody that I like.
I agree.
You don't even let me say goodbye to him, or I don't get to hear him say goodbye. It's bullshit.
So Soldier Boy, let's get into this since we're on Mayweather. Soldier Boy versus Chris Brown. Hmm. That's getting interesting.
So explain this to me, because I've seen this around. So are they really trying to have like a fight?
Are they
just going to beat each other on the streets?
Mayweather is training Soldier Boy, and Mike Tyson's training Chris Brown.
Well,
who do you think wins that?
Oh, 100% Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah,
all the way. Not even a real fight.
I've seen people that Chris Brown has bruised. I've never seen Soldier Boy bruise anybody.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at like photos of Soldier Boy like working out, quote unquote, he's scrawny. He looks like a little kid. Chris Brown's a goddamn adult. You know, I mean, that dude's a gangster.
Yeah.
He's going to fucking just smash that
kid. Did you see the video of Soulja Boy trying to go down to the hood and show everybody how hood he is?
Yeah.
And then within 2 seconds, everybody wanted to fight him?
Really?
Oh, yeah, it was really fun.
I believe
He's trying to put his hand on arm around everybody. Everyone's like, get the fuck off me. And he's like, oh, you want some? And it was, like, going to get bad fast.
Now, why are they – does anybody know why they are actually going to fight?
Because the word is that Soulja Boy liked or commented on Chris Brown's girl or ex-girl's fucking Instagram, and Chris Brown's batshit fucking crazy and took it as an affront to his manhood, and then that's where we're at.
But they weren't even together at the time?
I don't know.
He's very possessive of his exes. I mean, if you
who isn't?
I don't know.
I found out. Dude, we were doing the fucking podcast the other day, and Andy Ruther told me he banged my ex-girlfriend from, like, 15 years ago, and I was like, what?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what? You fucked Robin?
It really was like one of these, like, it's like a train that's moving, and it's like, like the brakes are thrown on real quick. You did what now? Oh, yeah, it was like almost 20 years ago. But you did what? Like, it was just.
That's so funny.
Like, guys don't want to know their girlfriends are out there still getting dick. We want to go
next. Almost all of my ex-girlfriends
are crying. Dude, bullshit, Tebow. That you are more sensitive about anybody about their exes than I fucking know.
I'm going to come over and make out with her, okay?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm going
to
make out with her.
To see if he cares.
No, do it here. Yeah, let's watch.
I'm
going to
get so red. Stop.
No, do it. Kiss him.
He's a freak.
And I really just get turned on watching Red Band make out with people.
So
is this going to be like a pay-per-view thing?
Yeah, I guess it's going to happen in March. And Soulja Boy is actually paying for it. It's going to be a Soulja Boy production.
So Dana White doesn't want to throw $50 each boxer on it and slap his name on the side of it?
The game was with Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend. He didn't threaten him then. Is it because the game would obviously kill Chris Brown?
Yeah, right?
So it's like he's picking on someone smaller that commented, because the game also commented on Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend's photos.
One thing we can say about this fight, it will have the best ring girls. There will be nothing but fat asses and fucking sweet. The hottest strippers in the world will be ring girling this fucking
That's
fight.
One fight I would never go to.
Oh,
because
no.
That would be obviously a shoot.
Out
your car, smashed windows.
You think the Source Awards are bad?
I was just going to say, they should throw this at the end of the Source Awards and just call it a wrap. Just seal the whole building up with saran wrap and just call it a day.
So crazy, dude. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's crazy.
I can't even believe that's
so in March, that's going to happen. Now they're like releasing songs and Mike Tyson's like rapping on song. It's like,
what?
Just fight.
Yeah. I'm really not following along, and I love pop culture.
Well, Mike Tyson supposedly is training
Chris Brown. And Floyd Mayweather is training Soulja Boy.
I saw Mike Tyson in this IP Man. Is it IP Man or Ip Man?
Ip.
Ip Man, it was so good. He's so good. His acting's so bad.
Was it Ip Man like 5?
Yeah, it's like
because the first two are great martial arts movies.
Dude, Ip Man was great.
And then it started going a little south.
Yeah.
Now that I know Tyson's in one.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Tyson's in a bad one is a great bad one. George St. Pierre in that fucking remake of Bloodsport. It's so good, it's so bad. It's so bad, it's good, right? Like, he wants to act like he's drunk, so they always have a beer bottle in his hand, and then he drinks it like this, which is classic bad actor.
Yeah, he's just the worst actor.
That's probably the most beer he's ever had.
And they just force these guys into little roles that make no sense.
Yeah.
It's so good. If you're on Netflix, go watch it. It is the best. And the guy they actually have playing the young Von Damme character is so bad, too. Like, they could have just used a real, like, UFC fighter right there, but they used some actor whose kung fu is so bad, and he looks just like a fucking bad porn star. It was so good. It was so bad. So bad.
Was he also a bad actor on top of it?
Oh, yeah. There's no good actors in this movie.
Yeah, because then, like, just throw all
it
UFC people.
It looks fake. Like, it looks like a mockery, like, movie.
It's like, they're trying to make fun of the movie Bloodsport. It's so interesting. And you see this in martial arts movies, and particularly, like, dirty comedy movies, how, like, these assholes get the money to make a movie, and they have no idea how to make a good movie. Like, every dirty comedy movie, you know, I mean, the Seth Rogen stuff's good. But, like, on the lower I set you up for that. Those are good, but on the lower levels, they get money to make a movie, and they can't write a good movie.
I got a big announcement to make.
Okay.
Uh, And if you're listening to me, Amazon, Fire, or the government, or the FCC.
Oh, my God.
I just got a jailbroken Amazon Fire Stick.
You're crazy.
And it's awesome. I'm illegally watching everything. So fuck you, system. Throw it upstairs.
Where did that come from?
He just loves to try and get murdered. Where did that's that his come goal from?
Yeah, if anybody needs awkward. A jailbroken Fire Stick, hit me up.
So that means I wouldn't have to pay my cable.
So all you have to do is, what I understand, is just buy an Amazon Fire Stick and then just download some shit onto it, right?
Pretty much.
How come you don't do that? You're like
really
good at all
this. There's an easy video.
Because I like to pay and support artists.
I absolutely do not.
Me too.
I pay for porn. I pay for porn.
Do you really?
I do now.
Why? Like a monthly, like on one website
since
or something?
Since Soma Snake Oil's crowd hated me, I yelled at
So you mean since 4 days ago, you're like, I'm going to be a better person.
No, it's even worse than that. He didn't pay for porn, told a joke about that, got in trouble with all of his friends in that industry, starts paying for porn, has been paying for porn for a year, goes to this event, tells an old joke that isn't even true about not paying for porn and gets in trouble again.
Yeah.
Is it like a monthly thing? You don't buy each porn, right?
No, you buy like minutes and there's monthly subscriptions.
You are so nice.
Dude, I got to support my friends who fuck on camera.
You just can't get that much free diaper BDSM porn.
I don't
know,
like
so.
Diaper porn.
That's the one thing. He's like, that's not what I like.
I like diaper porn.
I want poopy diaper Sam.
I don't know why that kind of turned me on. Keep talking like that.
Baby likes his diaper change. Remember him?
Ah, baby made a boom boom.
You're a weirdo. You do like diaper stuff.
Baby want a drill on his dick hole? Yeah, baby Sam.
If you talk like that, long enough, maybe. And if anybody knocks one out to that, then tweet us. Be like, yeah, I just beat off to Red Band.
All right, let's hear your girl voice. Sam, start. I want to hear your girl voice.
Oh my God! I just want to hang out. I just want to be cool, and people love me. I just love it.
Team.
That was helium.
I will suck your dick, but don't tell my daddy.
That's not your girl voice.
That's
I want to hear your girl voice.
Yeah, that's your regular voice.
Oh, I thought we were saying things that we like to say.
No, girl voice. I want to hear your girl voice.
I don't really have a girl voice.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Hey, do we got any callers for Sports Fan?
I thought Jeb was trying to call. Did you see his tweet? He said he has stories.
Should we take a couple calls or get into the NFL? The last half an hour, guys, will be all calls. How about that one?
We should kind of make that a thing. We talked about it earlier.
At the last half hour, it will be all calls from the listeners.
Then they know when to call, too, instead of, like, constantly calling all the time.
NFL, I know you're excited.
Oh, who can't be?
Talk to me about sports.
Excited about baseball.
Okay. So we're excited about football. This is Nanny's favorite part of the show.
No, this is where I start to fall asleep.
Okay. Nanny.
Wait, it's almost done, right? Like, is it like
two more weeks? Two more weeks.
The Chargers logo, what do you think about it? I mean, it's very similar to, you know, the Columbus Clippers or whatever.
It's called the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I know. It is pretty close. I like it. I like the lightning, bolt type thing. You think it's going to change?
Yeah, they've already said that that's their temporary logo.
Now, are they going to change the name?
I don't know.
What's the mascot when you're watching the football game? What is the mascot? Just a piece of electricity? A lightning bolt comes out?
It's a guy like with a giant electricity head.
Jesus Christ.
They should change their name. Yeah, I know there's a process for it.
Yeah. They're talking about it.
But they should really change their
name. What would your ideal L.A. name be for a football game?
I've been saying this for 1,000 years. Ooh. I want to buy the Clippers and change them to the L.A. Shogun, and our mascot is a samurai.
Ooh. You can't do that anymore? That's racist?
How about the Ghost? The L.A. Ghost?
Oh,
that would be a cool one.
God.
Yeah, but all the ghosts are going to be offended, and then it's going to be a whole thing. And then you got people, then they're going to haunt the place and protest.
How about this?
Everyone would be ghost riding the whip all over the place.
Yeah, how about the haunted buttholes?
Come on. I was being honest. Like, I think maybe the L.A. hummingbirds.
That won't make it on TV.
The hummingbirds?
Yeah.
They're going to do something stupid like the L.A. Stars or something.
Oh, just so dumb.
It'll be
so
something.
Dumb.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, Earthquake.
How about the L.A. Earthquakes. Hippos?
Earthquakes would be good until we all die.
Earthquakes could be cool.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, guys, I know we just had an earthquake. Come see the earthquake play.
Yeah.
L.A. Ghost, bro.
Yeah. Ghost is good. I mean, that kind of sounds scary, though. It'll become a gang thing, I think. I mean, that's like the Raiders going to Vegas, which sounds scary.
It's
what do you think
great.
About the conversation of Raiders maybe going to San Diego?
Yep, that's coming up now.
Is it really?
Yeah, they're actually having second thoughts now. Yep.
I'm not against it, yep. but doesn't solve the Raiders' problem.
Yeah, no one in San Diego.
They need a new stadium.
Well, that's what they're talking about is Davis coming down there and splitting the difference with what San Diego has already said they will come up with. Because they said they, what happens is, and this is where NFL gets so stupid.
I'm listening.
This is where the NFL gets very stupid, is they go, we're going to put it on a ballot. And when times is tough and you're asking the people, like, vote yes or no, your taxes go up for a football stadium.
You're telling me times are tough in San Diego.
I'm saying for everybody.
Really, Aaron? It's tough? Why is it tough?
It is everywhere.
Well, I mean, it's a giant military town.
Yeah. So when
everybody's good looking.
When you put on a ballot, here's everything you can vote for. Vote for this guy, vote for that guy, vote for this guy for Treasury. And do you want your taxes to go up for a new stadium for the Chargers? In every fucking city in this country, with a few exceptions, that answer is always, no, I do not want my taxes to go up for these greedy fucks that will not build their own fucking stadium.
Well, they were also trying to make it part of the convention center, so it was a convadium.
Ooh. Convadium,
was stupid,
right?
Maybe we should be the LA Convadiums.
So now the amount that the city is willing to pony up, now that they've lost a team, and by the way, the funniest thing to me is that there is zero moving companies. All the moving companies in San Diego have turned down the Chargers to help them move to Los Angeles. They've apparently hit up three of the major moving companies in San Diego to help them move everything to L.A., and they're like, nah, man, we're good here.
I'll bet you
$1,000
that I could find a movie company in San Diego to move them.
No, people turned them down.
You know? Like, I could tell. I'm pretty sure that if you call any of the big guys, let's say, like, I don't even know what a moving company like Mayweather's or Mayflower's.
Yeah, shit like that.
Yeah, uh-huh. They're not going to be like, I mean, that's a corporate company.
Of course.
They're not going to be like, no, we're not going to do it.
Oh, they'll find somebody. But I think it's just hilarious that anybody even was like,
can I say something? Yeah. If I was the Raiders, I wouldn't call myself the San Diego Raiders. I'd call myself the SoCal Raiders. Yeah. Now you get L.A. all the way down.
Yeah, but San Diego's going to get pissed about that.
Nah, dude.
Yeah, I would hate that. If I lived in San Diego and then we build you a stadium and you won't even acknowledge the city that built you a stadium.
You get a team that actually will fill the stadium. And you get, and dude, that way the Raiders can own the fucking L.A. market, too.
San Diego home invasions.
I would hate that about San Diego.
What?
San Diego home invasions. That's hilarious.
It's rude. That's what it is. It's really rude.
What about the San Diego race traders?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Have you ever been with a black guy?
No. I feel like you ask
every
me that
week,
every
single week. You ask the same question.
Even Red Band knows you ask me every week.
Every week. Every week.
I'm just waiting for you
answer.
To say the whole thing about having sex in the car.
Yeah. Fuck a Mexican in a car. How
maybe
white your teeth
week,
are. That's
he
the
knows,
other one.
Hopes it'll change, and I'll be like, "Yeah." And he'll be like, "What happened? Who was it? Where?"
Yeah. He's just it's like trying
just rude,
trying to catch you in.
I love when he tells
that.
Me how white my teeth are, and when he
you
touches
have
them.
Super white.
I would be if I was in San Diego and a new team came there and they refused to acknowledge our name because they want to be involved in the LA market. I'd be like, "Fuck that!" I would be pissed.
I wouldn't.
So if you were a San Diego Charger fan and the Raiders, who couldn't move to L.A., came down there and called themselves the
SoCal
Southern California Raiders.
SoCal Raiders.
Because they love L.A. so much and the L.A. audience.
Because.
Who that city hates.
Yeah, I just think.
You think they need to do that to have an L.A. fan base?
I think.
The guy in Los Angeles wearing a Raiders hat.
What they
hat
will
right
do
now.
Is completely fuck the Raiders. Completely fuck the Rams and the Chargers. And I think it would be hilarious.
They have fucked themselves.
Yeah, but you could fuck them even harder. You could own L.A. all the way down to San Diego.
They already do.
Yeah.
They already do. They're already the number one team in Los Angeles. Isn't in Los Angeles.
Yeah. It's so hilarious, isn't it? It's just like, this is what happens when suits don't give a fuck about what their customers think. It's the same thing you see on television. Let's just keep putting out shit for L.A., San Francisco, and New York, and not give a shit about the middle of the country or the South. Let's just do that. And then we wonder why nobody watches our shows. That's the, just, dude, the Rams hurt NFL in the L.A. market.
Wow. It hurt them. Wow, so?
The ratings were down. The ratings were down in
L.A.
They
have a crappy product. They have a crappy product.
That doesn't change what I just said. It still hurt the team. Hurt the NFL brand in L.A. Was hurt. The ratings were lower. Now when the Raiders played and they on TV, the numbers skyrocketed. Three times. They got three times the Rams ratings.
But you're also talking about a team that's like fun to watch, good and winning, versus a team that is complete shit and rebuilding.
Dude, if the Raiders were losing, I still would have watched. I could not watch them. They would not show them in the LA market forever. Forever. I couldn't watch them.
Right.
They wouldn't let me.
But now, you're saying now, because the Rams are here.
No, well, I actually watch more Raider games on TV than I ever have now. Right. But even when they sucked, I would have watched them.
Yeah, that's your favorite team.
Yeah, but that's L.A.
Have they always been your favorite team? I mean, is it because of NWA and shit?
No, it was because you know, in the 80s, when I discovered, like, really got into sports, the early 80s, I just kind of was like, I liked all the bad guys. The Georgetown Hoyas and the Raiders. Mm-hmm. You know, even though I had New York teams, I still, those were my favorites.
You still represent all relatively New York teams. I'm surprised you don't like any of the pro teams in that state.
You like the Jets?
My second teams are all those New York teams.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're
Buffalo and Knicks.
You don't like the Jets?
Yeah, I guess so.
How do you not like the Jets? They have the best uniform in the business.
I always thought you were a Jets fan.
No.
What is their
play? You only liked them when they had their training camp in your home.
I supported them.
Okay.
But now that they're gone, go fuck yourself.
What about these Obama shoes? Have you seen these? What?
Obama shoes?
Yeah. There's
the cleats?
Yeah.
Are they, free shoes that you give to poor people?
No, there's the other day.
That's what he did with phones.
Stephen Curry. I don't know if you know Stephen with the Cavs.
Oh, let me know.
Curry? Steph Curry.
Yeah, with the Cavs. You know, Stephen.
With the Cavs. Yeah, Steph Curry on the Cavs.
I call him by his maiden name. I'm sorry.
Okay. And he's on Golden State, just to let you know.
Yeah,
even the chick in the room knows that.
He's rocking these new shoes. They look kind of like, you know, Obama Jordans. They have the presidential,
seal
on it. On the bottom it says, back to back to back.
I love it. And let me just say, I think it's so hilarious, America's love affair with Obama. It just makes me laugh. Yeah.
I tell you what, man, Joe Biden and his relationship, it really got to me when, you know, Obama was giving the speech about Biden and gave him that award the other day. I don't know if you saw it.
Yep.
I mean, Biden was crying and, you know.
Dude, the Obama-Biden memes are the best.
Oh, Biden's the best. I mean, what's so weird is I didn't give a shit about him for 7.5 years, but in the last 6 months.
Dude. He should have ran.
Yeah.
He could be president right now. He fucked up. Mm-hmm.
His kid is my mom's neighbor.
Oh, cool.
And every time he, like, comes into town, like, it just shuts everything down.
Guys, I don't want to go off on an Obama thing right now. We got a couple more minutes before we take calls. NFC, AFC games. What are we talking, dude? Your boys are in the championship game. Do you like it?
Oh, let's never do that again. No, I do not. I am very unhappy that the Falcons are in the NFC championship.
Are you nervous?
I texted him the other night. I was like, are you really going to kill yourself if they go to Super Bowl and win? And
if they win. Yeah. If they win, I'm killing myself.
Okay, so we're going to be first of all, we have the Punchy Awards coming out, which I think next week we'll announce the categories.
Okay.
And based on tweets.
I thought we were waiting until Ari got back.
He's not coming back.
Oh, for categories.
Yeah, does anyone know?
He's not coming back.
We don't know when he's coming back.
He's not coming back.
You think he's going to kill himself?
No.
I think he's becoming like a Buddhist monk and like he'll be back in a while.
He'll be back. Mm-hmm. So we'll now that, but apparently you're going to kill yourself if they win, and then we'll be looking for a new co-host. So.
How many? Well, maybe two, because if Ari's gone,
oh, shit.
Sports fan, you might have to come here.
Hey, I live right next door, so.
There'll be the three of you.
Yes, we might have a new co-host.
I mean, do you think the Packers are going to have Jordy Nelson back?
No.
I mean, we've been talking about this all night.
He's out.
And does it matter? Does it really matter?
He diced us last time.
Yeah.
Do you think the Falcons' defensive team's speed make the difference?
Absolutely.
That's a great question, Red Band.
What do the Patriots have in mind for
Are we allowed to answer all these, or you just go rapid fire?
Well, he's got so many things that's happening so fast in his brain. He's got so many questions.
I mean, well, let us go back then. The Falcons' defensive team's speed.
Yes.
How is that going to make the
difference? They've gotten much better. They're a much better defensive unit.
I mean, here's Matt Ryan's playing at an MVP
win.
Level.
And I love you, since but win. Here's my problem. They've gotten better, don't you think, since the beginning of the season?
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you meant like since we got a new coach 2 years ago or in the last
since
4 weeks.
Since the beginning
weeks,
of the season, I feel like your defense has gotten better.
Well, we've gotten healthy. For the first 6 weeks, we're missing a lot of people.
Right. But you guys have gotten better. Here's my problem with the Falcons. And I hate to say this, is that they always have... They always have a lose a game in them coming up.
Yeah, and
they should have a better record than they have. And you could sit down and you could say, "Oh, this call, that call, this call." But at the end of the day, they've lost some games. They definitely should have won, and they have it in them to lose a game.
And let's be honest, Green Bay has the best pass protecting offensive lines in the league, and Seattle has the worst.
Yes, Seattle's.
That was actually a great stat, dude.
Yeah, they have an offensive lineman who first time he ever played football was in the NFL. What kind of athlete do you have to be to go from never playing football?
Who, the Seahawks?
Seahawks. Never has played organized football in his life straight to the NFL. You got to be a freak of nature to be that kind of guy.
Giant freak black
like,
guy.
Yeah, he played basketball like 300-pound fucking...
Thoughts
on what?
On that, Atlanta could lay a stinker.
Yeah, I mean, I mean,
when have we laid a stinker?
Well, you've lost some games you definitely should have won.
Two?
Yeah, that's still two games.
One of those games wasn't the Packers when we already beat them this year.
Okay.
So if we're gonna sit here and say the Packers who lost to us with Jordy Nelson, now doesn't get their best receiver, and you're gonna be like, you guys got a loss coming to you.
I'm
it ain't this
it's
week.
Possible.
Well, of course. I mean, Green Bay's playing better than they were when we played them last time.
I respect that.
They were more healthy than we were last time, and this time we're more healthy than they are. I'm glad it's in Atlanta. I sure as fuck wouldn't want to go to Green Bay in January. I would actually probably be more nervous if this was in Green Bay than in Atlanta. I will say Falcons win by... Falcons win by 7.
Over and under. Take it over?
Absolute over. This is going to be an NBA score.
Really?
Yeah. And I was right about both overs last week.
Wow.
I said take the over in Dallas.
You were here.
I said take the over in Dallas, and I said take the over in Green Bay, Seattle. And I was right on both. And take the over in Green. I mean, this is going to look like an NBA All-Star game score.
Okay.
You're like, how did two teams score over 100?
I disagree. Man, I think it's going to be a bloodbath. I think.
Really?
Why,
Red Band?
I think the Falcons are going to lose probably by, I'd say, 14 points.
Whoa! Yeah. Red Band, going out. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't believe in Matt Ryan anymore. You know,
MVP of the NFL?
I've heard some things about him.
What have you heard?
You know.
What have you heard about the most boring guy in the NFL?
See, that's just it. He appears boring, but just like our friend Sam Tripoli, he has a dark side.
Oh, I like that. Thank you.
Anybody doesn't have a dark side.
Now, here's my next question. Let's move on. So, you know, whatever. But what do you think the Patriots have in mind for Le'Veon Bell?
Okay, so hold on.
They have nothing in mind for Le'Veon Bell, but for Le'Veon Bell, I think they are. Hold on. Having a hard time sleeping.
So your final thoughts are, what's your final score?
Final score? Oh, boy. It's going to be 38-31 Falcons.
Okay, man. I'm not going to pick one because I think it can literally go either way. It's like you're the better team, but the Green Bay Packers have momentum. I feel like they have some serious momentum. Like, they're on one of those runs where you're like the Giants when they beat the the Patriots in the Super Bowl and ruin their undefeated season. They're just on some insane run right now. And we'll see what happens. Aaron Rodgers. And you know what? We've seen these fucking mystical runs end abruptly. But, I mean, Aaron Rodgers seems like he's playing the best quarterback, best quarterbacking we've seen ever.
Aaron Rodgers isn't the guy in jail for killing people?
No.
No, that's close, though. You're kind of close.
Is his name Aaron?
But because I love Tebow, I don't want to see my meltdown. I'm going to go with Falcons.
Yeah, I hope they win. Ever since I've known you, it's like all you want fourth,
to fourth highest scoring offense in NFL history.
Okay.
Fourth highest quarterback rating ever by a quarterback for a season. Probably MVP of the season.
Okay.
And all anyone talks about is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I tell you, there's a lot to talk about.
I'd like to hear more.
And they've won two. And the run that they have that everybody's talking about is only two more wins than we have in a row right now. And against the shittiest division in the NFL and hardest schedule in the NFL, Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, your division wasn't that great.
Look up who has the hardest schedule in the NFL this year.
Your division wasn't that great.
Look who had the hardest schedule in the NFL.
Is that an opinion?
Dude, in 2016, Rodgers finished with 401 completions. That's a franchise record.
Is it a franchise record?
That's so great.
Yes.
Can't be a franchise record.
Dude, you got to take that into consideration.
610 attempts. That's a career high. In just 2016, he's on fire.
Are both those
Rodgers
career highs?
On fire. 14 points.
Wow.
You think so?
Wow. That's a great stat, yep. Sports fan. That's
it could happen.
Fan.
This is one of those games that's going to be so high scoring, I think.
I would like them to win for you.
Whoever.
Yeah.
But you say that like you're rooting for the Packers.
No, I'm rooting for you. I am rooting for you.
But, I mean, who do you think will win the game? I seem to be leaning towards Green Bay, which is fine.
I honestly believe it could go either way.
What do you mean? Why would he
lean
in 2016?
Let me just say this, that if the screws start getting tightened, I could see Atlanta start to disintegrate. I could see that. If it starts getting tight and Aaron Rodgers starts moving the chains and starts scoring and a couple things.
He will.
Don't happen for Atlanta. I could see it start getting to Matt Ryan. I'm just being honest with you. I want Atlanta to win. I think they probably will win. But I could also see Atlanta, the fucking wheels going off the fucking car. I could see that happen because when the pressure starts coming and they're like, what the fuck? I could see that happening.
I don't think there's going to be pressure coming from Green Bay, though. I mean, Seattle's defense, I don't think anybody will argue, Seattle's defense is better than Green Bay's defense by a lot.
No, I can't. Actually, I disagree with that.
Really?
Maybe if they're all healthy, that Legion of Boom, everybody was out.
One guy was out.
No, two guys were out.
Name them.
The guy who broke his leg and the guy the week before that was out.
Shed got hurt in the middle of the game.
Yeah, that's a big thing. When it was closer and then they just blew it all up.
They had that guy. They practiced with that guy all season.
But they didn't have him in the second half when you guys blew him out of the
water. We lost Adrian Claiborne for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Second team in sacks.
But that's not what we're talking about.
Oh, you're right.
We're talking about Legion of Boom.
Well, you're saying
were they great?
You're saying
they had a bunch of people out.
So your argument is Green Bay's defense is better than Seattle's defense.
My argument is to say that the Seattle defense isn't the Seattle defense that we know of.
Of course not. But
okay? So that's what I'm talking about. You didn't go up against Legion of Boom.
My question was, is Seattle's defense better than Green Bay's defense?
I'm saying that the Seattle defense wasn't that great that you took on. That's what I'm saying. Whether one's better than the other, I don't know.
But that's the question.
I'm going to say they're about the same.
Statistically, they're the same.
I'm
going to say you do not know for your football this year.
I do know my football, Tebow, because
you're wrong.
Two huge parts of that fucking secondary weren't there in the second half of the game when you guys blew it up. Two huge parts of it. So to sit there and say it's the same defense
is
ridiculous.
No, you're right. I'm not saying that. That was not the question.
That's exactly what you're saying.
The question is Green Bay's defense better than Seattle's? And your answer is Seattle's defense isn't the defense they were three years ago.
No, or even at the beginning of the year, or even last year. That's what I'm saying. It's not the same defense. Last 3 weeks or 4 weeks, you lost two huge parts of that defense.
Is Seattle's defense better than Green Bay's defense? And your answer is everyone likes cheeseburgers.
No, that's not.
Answer the question.
No. I would say right now, today, is Seattle's defense better than... No, I wouldn't say... I would say no, it isn't better.
All right.
Based on injuries.
Okay, based on two injuries.
Two huge...
How many people are injured in Green Bay's defense right now? Their secondary is getting
lighter.
There's
like four guys. Two of them are gone. They're not the Legion of Boom.
They haven't been the Legion of Boom for a long time. That's not the question.
That's basically like, hey, dude, Guns N' Roses with fucking only like the lead singer is still Guns N' Roses. No, it's not.
But if the question is, who's better, Guns N' Roses right now or some other band, and your answer is Guns N' Roses isn't together the way they used to be. Yeah. That's not the question.
No, that is the answer.
No, it's not.
It's not the same defense. That's
the question is Seattle's defense from 3 years ago better than Green Bay's defense right now?
No.
That answer is obviously
yes. Not it. We're going to move on.
Julio Jones. He's not going to be there.
We're going to move on.
Yes, he will.
No, he won't.
Why?
He's injured.
You want to bet money on he'll be there?
He's got a toe injury.
He's had a toe injury for 9 weeks.
Yeah. Breaking news.
Mm-hmm. He's had turf toe for 9 weeks.
Let's get into this other one real quick before we start taking calls. Patriots versus Steelers. I'm going on a limb. I'm going Steelers.
I'm
going
to go on a limb and say Green Bay's defense is not as good as Seattle's
Tebow,
defense.
You know what I'm talking about. Next up, Patriots versus Steelers. I'm going Steelers.
I will say arguing keeps me awake, so thank you for that.
Okay. Steelers. I'm going to go with Steelers. I think the Patriots played a softer schedule, and I think we saw a little bit that last week when they played an actual decent team, and I think the Steelers are going to get them.
Mm, I have to agree with that.
Really?
If it was opposite world.
Okay.
I believe the Patriots are going to destroy the Steelers.
Oh, destroy. That's a strong word.
I mean, the Patriots are 7-2 against the Steelers in the Belichick-Brady era. Brady is 5-1 against Tomlin. You know, I mean, those are numbers.
Those are real stats.
Yeah,
Ben.
And Brady is 4-0 at home against the Steelers. And the Pats only lost to Pittsburgh under Belichick came in 2008 when Matt Castle was the quarterback.
That was the most robotic fucking. I think that they are.
And this is also, this is like Brady got reborn. This is like 2.0. Yeah, you know, in his 4 games at home since 2012, Brady has thrown 15 touchdowns and yet to throw an interception against the Steelers.
I love sports fan.
If the Patriots stop Le'Veon Bell, they win.
Oh, dude, it gets better. He has thrown an interception against the Steelers at any venue since 2005.
Whoa!
2 years before Mike Tomlin took over, but has thrown 19 touchdowns in the Tomlin era. In all, he has 70% completion rate and more than 2,800 yards.
You talking about Brady or Roethlisberger?
Who do you think? Brady.
Well, when you say Tomlin era, that makes me think that you're talking about the...
Brady 2.0 is what I'm talking about.
So you're going to go with the Patriots.
Oh, I think they're going to destroy.
You think it's gonna, not even going to be close?
Not even close.
Wow, you heard it here.
Yeah.
Jason Tebow.
This one's a lot harder to call. If the Patriots can stop Le'Veon Bell...
Is that a big if or is that possible?
It's a big if.
Yeah.
I mean, 170 yards last week, 155 the week before... And this guy's got 330 yards in 2 playoff games already.
Steelers are bigger cheaters, so they might win if they cheat.
What?
You're nuts with that.
Dude, that came out of nowhere. That was the first retarded stat. Retarded stat of the day.
I think this one's tough, man, because it really, I can see your point and I can see his, actually.
I mean, the Steelers coach tried to trip the Ravens player. We all know that.
Yeah, but that was...
And that's like, called cheating. Look it up.
That was like 7 years ago.
That is a great point, Red Man. But you might have heard of Deflategate, fucking video games.
Tomlin says that this is the only stadium where he always has problems with his communication devices. Now, we're talking about the NFL here. We're not talking about some broke ABA league. We're talking about the Patriots, one of the most winningest franchises. You're not hurting for money.
Yeah.
I'm sure your Wi-Fi works A-OK there.
Yeah.
Somehow, communication devices just always go wrong, and I don't know, man. I'm going to go. God, this is a tough one.
I mean, last time, you know, they didn't have Deion Lewis. He's going to be back.
Deion Lewis is back. I mean, the injuries are just a part of the NFL at this time of the season. Everybody's missing somebody.
I love how the Packers use their wide receiver as a running back now, 88.
Not because they have to.
Yeah, but he's good.
Yeah, he's doing real good. He's been doing it for like the last 8 weeks they've been using him as that Montgomery. But I'm cool with that. If you're playing against a team that has to have a wide receiver in the backfield, you're not. There's worse things that could be. You could have to scheme against.
Yes, I agree.
Like Le'Veon Bell. God, man, this one is tough to call. I think the Steelers. I'll take this. God, the Steelers couldn't even get in the end zone last week, though. Six field goals, and they win that game. Ugh. Both these games on Sunday were great. That Cowboys game was... I would be suicidal if I was a Cowboys fan.
Thoughts, Tebow. Who wins?
It's tough, dude.
I mean, Roger Goodell would not be there.
Oh,
probably for the best. I'll go Steelers by 3, but this game I really could see going any which way under the sun.
Okay, let's go Pats. Well, we'll discuss it next week. Guys, let's take some calls. Do we got any calls? No calls. Guys, call in now. 323-282-7424. You want to talk to Sports Band?
You got Steelers. You got Patriots. I got Steelers.
Okay. You can talk to Tebow about the Green Bay defense. You can talk to Fight Nanny about her white teeth. I mean, whatever you want to talk about. I mean, like, call in now. We got a call. Hello. You're on with...
Sam.
Yes.
How's it going, buddy?
Who's this?
It's Garnet.
Garnet, how are you, bud?
I got a question for you guys.
All right, you're here with Sports Band and the Fight Nanny and Tebow, myself.
Oh, I know. I'm watching live. I have no job. So
pants on or
I'm
pants
watching.
Off?
I just put pants on.
Okay, take them off.
Okay.
Go on.
Good for you, buddy.
Go on.
So what would you guys rather go see, Utah or Sacramento?
That's a great question.
Versus the Clippers. End of March.
I hate Sacramento, so I'd rather see that.
I love the city of Sacramento.
It's I mean the basketball team.
I've never seen Utah. I'd go see Utah.
If Boogie is still there, would you want to go see Boogie play before
Boogie will be
him,
there?
Are they going to resign?
They're an idiot. They're not going to trade him. Boogie's going to stay there. But here's why I was talking this the other day. Who was I talking to? My friend Jaglyn from the Clipcast. I was talking about how, like, six of the top eight centers in the league, their teams aren't even close to in the playoffs. It's like, it's amazing. It's like really is from a different era. Maybe they're not just that good yet. I don't know, but Anthony Davis, Embiid, the Cousins, Drummonds, I mean, like, a whole bunch, not in the playoffs.
You look to, and to that point, not to go totally back to football, but you know, Tony always comes in. He's like, oh, all these college scrambling quarterbacks. That's the way the future. Look who's in the playoffs. Look who's in the Final Four of the NFL. Four nice WQBs.
Yep.
Brady, Ryan, Roethlisberger.
Did you say four nice white quarterbacks?
Yep.
What is fucking wrong with you?
How many years have we been saying that on this show?
That's his thing.
A nice white quarterback is how... The pocket passer.
Are you just trying to play to our Canadian friends here talking about
white people? You can be a black quarterback and be a nice white quarterback. I'm talking about stylistically. You look at Brady, Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan. Those are your final four. All these other people that want to play all this college style, doesn't work. I don't think you can win in the NFL with that.
Interesting. All right, Garnett, thanks for calling in, dude. Appreciate it.
I got one more question
okay.
for you guys.
Do we have any more callers? Okay, go on.
What's Chicago going to do with Rondo?
Nothing. Ride it out? Nothing. And then he's probably – Rondo's days in the NBA are coming to an end.
You think he's a locker room cancer?
Dude, this
is it team cancer?
Poor team that didn't like playing with him.
He's there for a little bit. He'll do you some flash and dash on the hardwood, and
he
then something happens.
And he's got a giant fucking ego. And that's just not good for basketball.
And one of those two things is fixable, and one isn't.
And they benched
I don't
him
think
on
either
his own bobblehead
probably.
Night.
At this point in time, yeah.
What's that?
They benched him on his own bobblehead night.
It's just like, dude.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
That's pretty
bad. He just has a shitty attitude, dude. It never got beat out of him.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Your own bobblehead night, you get benched.
Yeah. I mean, but, dude, just getting rid of Tomlin, just getting rid of the old coach and bringing in this new Hornberg, it just hasn't gotten well. All right. Thanks for calling in, dude. We'll talk soon.
Take care, guys. Bye.
We got another call? Yep. Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk. You're on with Sports Band. You're on with Sports Band.
Oh, hey, Punch Drunk. What's going on?
What's up? Where are you calling from?
Gotta be Canada.
Virginia.
Oh, shit. Sound like Canadian.
Yeah.
Virginia.
Yeah.
Did you just put on
kinda
glasses?
Kind of far away.
Uh-uh.
Oh, it just seems like they just got on your face.
No,
what
I
are
didn't.
You calling about? You got anything you want to say to Punch Drunk?
Oh, yeah. So, you know how, like, this Yair Rodriguez, BJ Penn fight, it was, like, supposed to be new school versus old school.
Yeah.
And we're seeing, like, actual elite athletes get an MMA now. Well, like, it's going to be, like, what do you think, like, the odds are that these, like, NFL, like, these NFL linebackers and, like, 230-pound solid muscle dudes, we don't have any of those in the MMA world. So I'm just wondering, like.
The money is like, getting there. It's going to start happening. I mean, because look at this, dude. Let's say you're a journeyman in the NFL. What do you think you make? $3 million? $4 million? $100 million? Like, I mean, for a million?
$100,000? It depends on position, but
Yeah, linebacker. Let's go linebacker.
And you're like a superstar in your older years?
No,
or you're...
I'm saying like you're on the fringe of the league.
Well, Terrell Owens was the highest paid, $9.7 million. Linebackers are usually ranked around 100 or 1 million, a little shy of 120 or 1.2 million.
By the way, you're the dream stat guy we've dreamed of having on the show, by the way.
He really is.
Hey, it's a numbers game.
I would say 750 to 8.
Okay, so that's a year.
Right under $1 million for a non-starter, probably, that's been around.
You'll see, when you see athletes, when you see MMA fighters starting to make that yearly, you'll start seeing some of those guys coming in.
$1 million?
Yep.
Yeah, to answer your question, I think what you're going to start seeing a lot more of is those guys that I would rather go fight MMA because I've trained in it for X amount of years of my life than be a practice squad to practice squad to practice, be on five different practice squads for $200,000 a year. I'd rather go fight and make that.
$30,000 a fight is nothing.
Yeah.
It's just nothing.
And you know, take away taxes and then pay your camp, you're making about $12,000.
And then they fuck them. The fatal flaw with the UFC, and it's why I think it stopped some of the growth, is to fuck with the sponsorship.
Yeah.
Just to fuck with the sponsorship, dude. Let these guys make money elsewhere. Yep. You fucked yourself.
I think Reebok is gone soon.
Good. That was the worst deal ever. That was the worst deal.
And they botched it so bad they were misspelling people's names.
Yeah. $2,500 for Anderson Silva.
On things they were selling, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... hey, you want to buy this wrong name?
Yeah. I would actually buy it as a collector's item.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm sure there's people bought it. Be like, Henderson Silva.
Remember when Michael Vick was checking in hotels as Ron Mexico?
Yeah.
And then everyone started ordering number 7 Vick jerseys and putting Mexico on the back.
I love it.
And then the NFL goes, nope. No, you can't do it anymore.
Yes.
NFL's so boring.
Yeah, well, that's why nobody's watching it.
That's where USC's going to go.
Well, yeah, and that's why no one will watch.
Be careful what you wish for.
Here's what people need to understand about entertainment. And it's why comedy clubs, nobody's buying tickets. Because they don't let any of the crazy people in. Everything's about, Funny Bones are basically TGI Fridays. And they're just doing very bland comics. And they wonder why nobody's buying tickets. Because people want to get moved, man. Why do people love Run the Jewels? Because they talk mad shit. In our movies, we want to get moved, dude. We don't want bland shit. Why is anybody watching why are people loving Netflix and not watching cable or network fucking television? Because it's bland shit. We don't want to watch bland shit. We want to get rocked emotionally, whether positively or angry or scared.
We
want
to watch pedophiles kill each other on Black Mirror.
Okay. That's, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a good
one. Right? Black Mirror's a great example. Imagine if I opened up my set with a pig fucking joke. Imagine that. So I'm,
Don't?
No, I'm going to start working on it. But the dramas can get away, you know? That's why Netflix and Amazon's, they're so amazing. They're programming. Because they don't have to worry about what fucking sponsors think.
Yeah, but the scary thing, I was talking to Tate last night, I was hanging out with him last night, and the scary thing about that is he brings up a good point. He's like, it fucks everybody. Like artists, like there are no residuals. If you're an actor or a stuntman or anything like that, you lose 40% of your money.
Why?
For Netflix. Netflix doesn't have to pay residuals on anything.
That will change.
You think?
That will change. 100%. 100%.
Why would it?
Because they're going to have a fucking... because actors will fucking strike. It's going to happen. It's just Netflix is so new. When the new collective bargaining thing comes up between studios, they will be seen as a studio. And it will change.
Mm. Interesting.
Thanks for calling in, dude. You got me yelling again.
Thank you. Love your shit, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. Check out Patreon. Next up, no questions for Sportsman so far or the fight nanny. Hello, you're on with Punch Drunk.
Hello.
Okay.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
You
Why
sound
do you
so
sound like,
polite.
Yeah, or you're masturbating. Either way. You're on with the Sportsman. What's the word?
How about those Chargers leaving? What do you think about that?
We kind of went into that, but I think they got to change their name.
They will. I like that they're playing at that little stadium. We haven't talked about
brilliant.
That. I think it's a great marketing idea.
Way smarter than the Rams. Oh, by the way, what do you think the Rams? Why do you think nobody went to the games? Do you think it had anything to do with the $100 parking fee? Like, if there's one thing in L.A., we'll pay a lot of money for. We realize we got to pay more. But, dude, you charge us too much for valeting and parking.
We'll walk five miles before.
When I went to the Rams-Falcons game, cheapest I saw was 60. I saw 80 and 100.
Yeah.
I saw 80 and 100. Cheapest I saw was 60. But to their defense, pretty easy to Uber in and out of there, and that train stops right in front of the stadium.
Parking for Rams went up to $200.
It's ridiculous.
If you're paying that, you're an idiot.
Were the tickets to the game reasonable?
Yeah. Standard. Nothing. I mean, I don't know if they sold out a single game because that
parking shouldn't be as much.
Like 80,000.
The parking shouldn't be as much as the ticket. That's my opinion.
It's more.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, if it's $200, you can get two tickets for that.
Go fuck yourself. I think the Chargers are doing it smart. I think doing it at a little stadium, you could put 30,000 people in there. People go crazy. It's closer to San Diego. People might drive
up. You'll put 30,000 in there, and it's way closer. They say it's going to be like an NBA feel, an NFL experience with an NBA vibe to it.
Yep.
And, dude, if you're going to have problems rebranding yourself, and you already can see that you have competition that can't sell out a stadium, why go to the Rose Bowl? Why share the Coliseum? Why go to the Rose Bowl? Why have two teams that put 60,000 people in an 80,000-seat stadium while they're building this new work of art that everybody keeps talking about? Dude, you can sell 25,000 tickets.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
People would go just for that. Like, I would go to a Chargers game just to see. I want to see what it's like to. Dude, my college, shittiest fucking football team, barely Division I. You get 8, 9, 10,000 people at a college football game there. That's what it would feel like going to this thing. It'd be like a giant high school game.
I think they got rebrand, but I think they're doing it smarter than the Rams. Thanks for tuning in. Check out our Patreon page, bud. Next up.
You guys want to do Bukalki?
What?
You want to do Bukalki?
If there's like 8 of them at once and they all have to talk
at the same time. Not yet. Towards the end. Towards the end. We will do it towards the end. When we got about 10 more minutes, we'll go that. Next up. Hello?
Hello.
You're on with Punch Drunk and Sports Band, Tebow, and the Fight Nanny.
Right on. First time caller.
Yes,
welcome. This is Javier from Phoenix.
Oh, hello, Phoenix.
Sounded like you were calling from 1987.
Sounds like you, your baby Jane, you fell down a fucking well.
Hold on, I got a fucking Bluetooth headset on. Let me turn this piece of shit off.
What are you, a 55-year-old black man? Why do you have Bluetooth in your ear?
Jesus.
This is fun.
I can't hear shit.
Oh, my God.
Neither can our fans.
Well, can we hang up? It's getting hot in here.
What's going on in here? Dude, this is a live broadcast. All right, anybody else calling?
Cousin Jeb.
Oh! Yay. Please go to the show. If he knocks out of the park, he will be up for caller of the year. Please welcome Cousin Jeb.
My vote is the last guy for caller of the year. Bluetooth.
Bluetooth? Hey, Cousin Jeb, are you there?
Oh, yeah. I got a bunch of stories, but y'all got goddamn Rockwell in there. I want you to fucking holler at Dana Dana, how the fuck you say your goddamn last name? I want you to get on this Red Band.
And Red Band, he's in love with Dana D'Armond.
Oh, you love Dana D'Armond.
I love her.
Yeah, I don't talk to her anymore, so.
Why? Is she mad at you?
Yeah, we just got in an argument, and then she took it to the next level.
What do you mean?
Like blocking.
Oh, really?
I'm like, all right, fine. I don't want to talk to you.
I say all the time. Tell
like, that's the next level.
I told her that I love her.
Blocking.
What's going on?
How was the college? Yeah. How was the Clemson game, bro?
Oh, man, it's pretty fucking ridiculous, man. Hell, this bitch from Freeport, Maine just kept teasing me for 4 hours. Hell, I went in high as shit, and hell, by the time I was in there, hell, parts are goddamn far away. I couldn't even find my fucking truck to go back to it to blaze again. So I had to sit in this goddamn bar for about 4 fucking hours just staring at this fucking bitch, and finally she didn't do nothing but flash her tits at me and shit. So it wasn't really that exciting, but... Man, I ain't never had like grown ass people like, you know, men and women just coming up to me, hugging me and crying and shit, and It's pretty fucking awkward to me, man. It's like being at a goddamn funeral or something.
Did you go into any bars and watch two dudes suck each other's dicks in the bathroom?
Well, I seen this black dude getting more naked and naked as it went on. Hell, he started taking his little clothes off piece by piece, and every time, I mean, he was just completely fucking hammered, too, and every time I tried to get by him, he'd just try to push his head. That ain't, the real interest. It wasn't really that great, you know. I ain't no fucking Clemson fan, and I just really got teased, and I'm really upset about that. There's some shit
went
down.
You got teased by what, his black dick?
No, you wanted Alabama to win.
No, the Freeport, Maine girl, you know, she really got me teased up when she almost showed me her little mosquito bite tits, boys, and it, I mean.
Oh, you just upset the fucking nanny.
I was like, is he talking about me?
You hung out with a girl, for 4 hours, and all she did was flash her tits at you at the end of the night and then called it a night.
And, you know, on top of that, just to top it off, hell, it really influenced her. This 7-year-old man sitting beside me is what really influenced. He kept showing her his hairy tits and shit, you know, I mean. What? I didn't really feel that great about it, but you know,
dude, your family reunion sound weird.
Yeah, are you from North Carolina?
Hell yeah, regretfully, boys.
I can hear it on the bright side.
I found this old lady that's a mom of this ICP fanatic. I used to headbutt
ICP
and
St. Tom Posse.
Yeah, hell, and I just text her randomly to tell me to spit, and hell, she does now. So it's pretty therapeutic for me now. It's almost like getting some pussy, you know, but. Not really, you know.
Yeah, we know. We know.
Let me see if I got my brain wrapped around this. You are texting with some girl who's an Insane Clown Posse fan, and you just text her to spit, and then she spits on something, and that's as close to sex as you're getting?
Oh, no, it gets better than that. I'm glad you assumed it like that. What I meant was, you know, when I say spit, I was meaning, you know, telling her to tell me to spit, you know, like come out of my dick. So she knows what I meant because, hell, I've done got it like screenshotted about 9 times where I got her to do it.
Hocus pocus.
Okay.
You got what screenshotted 5 times?
Her telling me to spit.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
You're like, let's go all the way.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And now, to top it off, boys, I got in a fight with this fucking bootleg Polynesian. He's talking shit about the Yankees in my goddamn house. I had to fucking...
In his house.
Almost in your house?
A bootleg Polynesian?
Yeah, I had the damn Ezekiel choke his ass. He tried to go all into my TV and shit and went on my bed. I wallered his ass, boys. Hell.
What does it mean you wallered his ass? I imagine it means you beat him up, but...
Can we ask, real quick, Tebow, can you summarize what he's talked about in this whole
It's so
call.
Confusing.
Hey, here's what I... Okay, I'll take a stab at it, because I've been trying to follow along.
Yeah.
He went to the Clemson game, tailgating time.
Okay.
Hooked up with... Was hanging out with a girl. Now, he saw some black guy slowly getting more and more naked.
Yeah.
And then that didn't excite him. And then he hung out with some girl that had mosquito tits. And after investing 4 hours, all she did was flash his... her tits to him,
which is a weird move,
and that sucked.
Like,
and he was very upset. People kept making fun of him because he hates Clemson, and he wanted Alabama to win. And then he got in a fight.
Oh, no, I hate Alabama now. Fuck Alabama.
So you were rooting for nobody?
Well, no, my buddy's a professor down there. Believe it or not, boys, he teaches goddamn like environmental science or some shit. He takes them. He's like a fucking idiot.
I'm glad he didn't say English.
Yeah, I bust his head on lumber, you know, so there's a little profit in it.
So, and then, cut to.
Yeah.
He's in his house with some bootleg Polynesian who's talking shit about the Yankees, and then he beats him up on his bed.
All right, well.
How close am I to everything?
That's pretty spot on, T-Bone. One more thing.
Thank you, Cousin Jeb. We're running out of time. Do we have any callers?
Yes.
How many? Okay, it's time to do Bukkake calls, everybody.
Bukkake.
Bukkakes, everybody. Sportsman Bukkake.
All right.
Put them on. Are you guys ready to all tell us what you want in 3, 2, 1, go?
All right, hey, so Captain I'm just calling in and talking about who the fuck is this?
This is the best. You're on a punch show, Bukkake.
Go.
Captain C-Sharp. Yeah, I know it's a punch drunk, but who's this other guy? It's a bukkake. I know it's not. In your face. It's not.
I love you, boy.
I know that.
It's like an annual bukkake.
Who the fuck is this dude?
Yeah, I watch a couple bukkakes every once in a while. Hell, Kelly Whale's good at them.
Hold on a minute, Cousin Jeb. I apologize, Cousin Jeb. The fucking legend. I get to talk to the legend. This is ridiculous.
I mean, I don't know if I call myself a legend as much as I'll call myself a man.
Guys,
wearing
you got
a diaper.
1 minute. Final thoughts. What do you want to know?
Is
ask
anybody else worried about Ari?
No.
He's on a spiritual journey.
Blowjob bars in Thailand or Switzerland blowjob cafes.
That's a good point, Cousin Jeb.
Sam, who do you guys think? What do you guys think Yair Ramirez or Rodriguez should fight next? Because that BJ Penn was.
At 155? That's a great question.
I tell you what, I was very impressed with him. Now, granted, he was hitting. You know that thing that Boss Rutan's always trying to sell?
I love you, Sugar.
That's pretty much what BJ Penn was.
I love you, Akron. I love you, Sammy. We're all our boys.
All right. Thanks for calling in, guys. Thanks for calling in.
Sam, stop touching your mic. Your mic sounds like shit when you keep handling it all the whole damn podcast.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I will never do that again.
I'll just say thank you, and hopefully I get to call in next time. Share some more thoughts.
I would love it, man.
Love you.
Love you guys. Yeah. Sorry about my mic sounded like shit.
Love you. All right. Shark.
Thanks for this guy just yelled shark?
I don't know, maybe. Another one to surprise me after that.
Guys, final thoughts. Let's go around. Red Band.
You know it's a numbers thing.
It's a numbers game. You know, I think Rodriguez should fight juicier for Miga.
Oh, wow.
Who's
that's
that?
A great fight.
Or Ben Saunders. I don't know.
No, I'm looking up the rankings.
Lozano.
No, but those are different names. Those are different weight classes.
He's in featherweight.
Okay. Final thoughts, Nanny. Final thoughts.
Who he should fight.
Final thoughts. What's your final thought?
I blank out when you put me on the spot.
Mm. Okay. All right, Tebow.
My final thoughts, of course. I would like a big shout-out to the fan that called in last week, lost the Falcons bet, and paid it off right away. I've been tweeting the shit out of it.
Ken?
But paid it off right away. Took him 5 hours to raise $40.
Dude, we're going to give him a proper shout-out.
Did it.
Hold on.
And then also went to a gay bar that night and got grinded on and put up a bunch of pictures. So big
Keep
ups
talking.
To you.
Let me find the picture.
I found
Keep
it.
Talking.
It's Ken Lofgren.
Ken Lofgren out of Canada sat in like
Washington.
I thought it was Canada. Oh, yeah, you're right. Washington. Sat there and did it for,
he said
took him
5 hours
in 30-degree weather to raise money for the homeless.
I was really laughing
what's his,
at those.
What's his, if you want to follow him because he's a true G, it is Ken at K-E-N underscore L-O-F-G-R-E-N. He's a grown-ass man. He's paid off his debts more than Ari Shaffir has. Red Band, we love to have you on all the time. You're one of our favorite guests. Tebow, you rock today.
Go Falcons.
Okay, go Falcons.
I'm two games away from knocking up Tiana. Everybody keeps tweeting me about it.
Oh,
we were
my
tweeting
God,
about
that's
us all
still
week.
A thing?
According to this weekend.
Hold on. If the Falcons win, you get to fuck her?
They started that like 10 years ago.
Been on this show?
No.
We've said that 60 times on this show.
What's your boyfriend think of that?
Hey, he seems cool with it. We were talking about it.
Can we watch?
It's just never been a real option. This is like the closest you could.
If she ever thought the Falcons had any shot at winning the Super Bowl, you think she would have made this bet? Mm. So if Falcons win the Super Bowl, I get to slap one into her. I'm tucking dick.
All right, guys. Cool. Great calls. Great everything. Red Band, thank you so much.
Love you.
Kill Tony. Check it out. If you're in San Francisco, check out Sketchfest.
Yep.
I'll be in Vegas. Come. Ellis May and Brett Rossi at the fucking Stratosphere. We'll see you guys soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Suck it.